you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to know if any of your guests used their bicycles to go to and from work, and then I could hang up and listen to the answer.
Holy
cannoli.
Wow. And people wonder why we're reluctant to take phone calls. You know, I mean, the calls have actually been getting better recently. Hopefully it's not anybody who's too stupid or abusive. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Okay.
I've been an avid cycler for most of my life, and I remember when I was a kid during the Koch administration, they tried implementing bicycle paths.
Oh?
So the Koch administration had the political will to do something like this.
Well, that was Ed Koch. It was a dynamic personality, and it wasn't him alone, because he did have Councilman Robert Spiewak as an ally for you guys, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. He had a nice German-made unicycle that he actually rode around the council chambers.
Wow. Indeed. My goodness.
He rode his unicycle around yelling, "I have bloody stools." And then he farted.
Well, the part of it is true.
Wow, the Koch did put in this infrastructure?
Yeah.
Maybe another caller can shed some more light on this situation. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to follow up that caller who was a little obnoxious, but it's true that under Koch they did put those lanes in.
What about the unicycle in the city council?
I don't know anything about that.
I think that's his fevered imagination.
Yeah.
He started out pretty good. And then
started out right, but... The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I don't mind that.
But the song was like halfway through.
No.
Or was it? Or was it simply a chance to work this in to the beginning of the show?
More Ellen, more Ellen. Tom Hanks and Helen Mirren, plus a one-time-only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
Okay, that's it. For a while.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Somebody lend a tubi.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
How you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, boy.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Everybody.
A little false out there with the Zeppelin. Get the lead out.
Hi, little brains.
Don and Mike Show. We're just like you, little brains like you.
Oh, yeah.
Phone number you just heard, 877-365-3636.
3636.
What the hell is that?
The original machine had a base plate, pre-famulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with the panometric fan.
Right.
The latter consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented.
What the hell is it?
The main winding was of the normal Lotus-O Delta type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator.
Oh.
Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the girdle spring on the up end of the Grammy.
How long did this tape last?
A minute.
The turbo-encabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of Milford Trenton. Moreover, whenever a fluorescent score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce sinusoidal deplaneration.
Thank you.
You know what he's talking about there? Making sausage.
That's my mistake. And the mistake for you, young broadcasters, is come to work early enough that if they put something on the machine, and it's generally supposed to be a very brief tape, like the one that says lit a doobie. Here it is.
Somebody lit a doobie.
Right?
That's hit and miss. We're on with the show. We move forward.
So then I go to the one, and my fault, I didn't listen to it in advance. It's labeled, what the hell is it? Uh-huh. That's why I said, what the hell is it?
And you were curious about it.
I thought it would be repeated, what the hell is it? Instead,
the original machine had a base plate, prefannulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line.
It's from the Artinger Fun and Games Department.
It's from Joe's Vintage
Film Tapes.
Collection. Yeah. I was looking at Joe's puppies, Joe's pets on YouTube. He put his pets on YouTube, and Rob and I were both enjoying that show up in the office.
Is this a video where he and the beagle have a debate?
Yes. It's very exciting. And then some sort of horrible Al-Qaeda-like thing happens at the end.
Yeah, it's kind of sexy.
You can't really see it, though.
Before you totally throw him under the bus... And I'll throw myself under the bus because I should have listened to it in advance.
I enjoyed it.
No bus.
Before anybody gets thrown under the bus, I enjoyed it.
It was labeled, though, as what the hell is it?
Right.
But no bus throwing because I think it's a marvelous idea.
I have a valid question. Is the thing being described, is it double talk or is it a real thing that's being described?
Genuine.
The original machine had a base plate, prefannulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way.
But it begs a question, doesn't it?
I guess I should have listened to all the new tapes.
I heard something about winding in it, which means...
That could be a clue.
It's a timing device.
Here's my question. Pasty white kid, is that a short one?
That's short.
I'm not going to tell you again. You're a pasty white kid. Start acting like one.
What about the ganja? That's a short one, right?
Very brief.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well,
some are short and some are long.
I should have listened to it. It says, what the hell is it? And I guess that's... what the tape is talking about.
Some are short, some are long, some are big and tall. Some, whatever. Thank you. Thank you all very much. I'll be here tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Oh, shut up, Dave.
Coming up, more Cameron Diaz.
Shut up! Okay, what the hell is... What the hell's going on? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, let me ask a question. I got a bet going on with a friend here. The guy that played Idi Amin in that movie, wasn't he when...
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was the football player.
You very much. I just got $50.
You rock. That's right. He was the big football player who Damone was worried that it was going to kill him.
Don't worry, my somebody's got a bitchin' set of tools.
And they busted up his car.
They busted up his car, right.
I got $50.
Thank you very much.
See you later. That, in fact, that they call that Forrest. I believe that may have been Forrest Whitaker's very first film role.
It was. That's why I jumped into the answer because I've heard it repeated on TV like 50 times.
Right.
In the last day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I think that thing, malleable and logarithms have nothing in common, so I think it's all just BS or whatever.
It sounds like double talk.
Now,
hold on. The way Rob just said that, now I think he's lying.
Why would you think that?
Well, because the malleable is whenever you can, you know...
I got a bone to pick with Mr. Spiewak here right now. Did you have any information that would lead you to believe, or were you just making that, like when I ask you questions that you just want to answer?
Joe emailed that to me this morning,
right.
And I asked him through email about four times to tell me what it was, and he wouldn't, but he finally did when we got to work, so now
it's
know.
It's a real something.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hence the title, What the Hell Is It?
I thought you were joking, and then when you said that to the caller,
but
I thought you were...
fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guessed timer.
Hello.
A timing device of some sort.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I'm 24 years old, and when I was in fifth grade...
When was that, last week?
No, that was, I'd say about a month or two ago.
Yeah, okay.
And I was
all
a
right.
spelling bee champion.
Way to one-up Don. Okay,
I don't believe that there's any word that you guys could give me that I cannot spell.
Can spell any word.
Okay,
spell
encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia?
Yes.
ENCYC L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Correct.
What, do you have, like, one of those little dictionary in your hand?
Yeah, because I hear something in the background kind of going, do 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 do.
Oh, man.
Malleable or logarithmic.
Did we out you on that one, friend?
What's that?
What is that sound in the background?
That sound?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell thalidomide?
What is it?
Thalidomide.
Thalidomide. It reminds me of you. It's a condition I believe you have.
Children of thalidomide.
Could I have it in a sentence, please?
You have thalidomide because your mother ate paint chips when she was pregnant.
No.
Oh, no. You ate paint chips when you were a baby.
No, your mother took thalidomide, and that's why you are the way you are.
Thalidomide.
Does that have something to do with paint chips?
No, it's a drug that women took, and they were called thalidomide babies.
What's a baby called where the mommy eats paint chips?
It's thalidomide.
Lucky, Gavin. Children. No.
Thalidomide.
Okay, thalidomide.
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 You know, you're supposed to be super speller, and we've had to repeat the word 10 times for you.
Well, it's kind of blurry. I'm sorry. The reception may not be that good.
That good.
But I can try my best.
We went on to a show one day.
Are you ready?
Thalidomide.
Yes, thalidomide.
Thalidomide.
Thalidomide with a T.
Okay, thalidomide.
No, thalidomide.
With a T-H.
Yeah, this is hopeless. I'm going to give you a sentence. Due to the birth defects that were present in so many children during the late 50s and early 1960s, these babies were referred to as thalidomide babies.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
And I might have my 50s and 60s wrong.
So the first letter is a T. Just tell me what the first letter is.
Yes, it's a T.
Yes.
It's a T.
It's a T?
Yes.
It's a T.
Okay.
The first
thalidomide. Okay, T.
All right. Spell the word parentheses.
Parentheses?
Yes.
P-A-R-E-N-T-H-E-S-I-S.
Wrong.
Oh, come on.
Wrong.
I didn't know whether it was wrong or not.
It should be E-S, not I-S.
It's E-S, not I-S?
I'm afraid so.
That's right.
All right.
Let's go back to thalidomide.
Spell the word Dumas.
What is it?
Dumas.
Dumont?
Yes.
Dumas.
Dumont.
But use the East Coast spelling.
Dumas.
Dumont.
Dumas.
Dumont.
Dumas.
I love this show. God. Dumas.
Dumas. D-U-H.
Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I'm on 95 right now.
You on?
I'm from Harford County.
Harford County.
Baltimore, Mike.
Baltimore.
Just like Sacramento, except the weather's a little worse. Well, listen, I think you've shown that you're a master speller.
Spell Cal.
Say again?
No, I will not say again. Count that as missed.
Could I have it in a sentence?
Apocalypse.
Oh, apocalypse, okay. Apocalypse. A-P-O-C-A-L-Y-P-S-E.
Why do we have to wait to hear that beep, beep, beep as you repeat the word back?
Do you have some sort of new computer toy?
No, it just helps my brain spell better when I say the word. When I repeat it back, it helps my brain.
The beeping helps your brain? Hold on. What are you talking about? Now, what are you doing here? You really got something there that's assisting you?
Say again?
Why are you having trouble hearing?
Because it's blurry.
Well, why don't you pay attention? Why don't you listen?
I'm trying to listen.
Dumbass.
That's how it sounds like.
Do you really have a computer there in the car with you? Some sort of device, or are you lying?
I'm driving right now.
Right now?
I'm on 95, and I'm looking straight ahead of me. I have no computer.
Uh-huh. But you thought a spelling challenge when you can't hear would be a good idea. Did you graduate high school?
Yes, I did. And I went through 4 years of college.
Did you graduate?
Is that sad?
Did you graduate college?
Did who go to college?
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
All right, I got a dictionary now in front of me. Here we go. Just pick a random
What did you say, sir?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. The word is meningitis.
Meningitis. I used to have that.
Spell it.
M-E-N-A-N.
No.
Wrong.
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 M-E-N.
You are not the world's
I-N.
Greatest speller.
Where did you
M-E-N-I-N.
Get...
M-E-N-I-N.
Who told you you're a good speller?
You, you suck.
M-E-I-S.
You suck at spelling. Where did you get the idea you could spell?
Because when I was in fifth grade, I was a spelling bee champion, and I believe that I can still withhold that title.
A lot's happened. You can still withhold that title?
That's correct.
Why don't you, you know what you are the champion of? Uh-huh. Using words incorrectly.
I believe
I can still withhold that title. Lots happened since fifth grade, hasn't it?
Well, nobody has broken that title yet.
What college did you go
My
to?
My name, I am the
My
Maryland...
Name.
The Maryland ABC 123 Spelling Bee Champion.
What college did you go to?
ABC 123.
I went to a community college.
Shock, 13th grade. Hell, we're smarter than you. All right, here we go.
We're having a spelling challenge right now.
God, I'm trying to find anyone.
I wish we had a bell. You know that bell that they have to ring when they're done?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they hear a bell if they screw it up?
When it's wrong, they get the bell.
When it's wrong, they get the
bell. Angel gets it. Turquoise. Turquoise.
Percolase?
Turquoise.
Spelled turquoise.
Percolase? Percocet?
I'd like a crack at it, Don.
Go ahead, Mike.
Crack at it.
T-U-R-Q-U-O-I-S-E. Right, Mike. Ha, ha, ha! That's without a machine.
That's because I wear it constantly. I'm covered in it right now. It's good on you. It's your color.
All right, last word.
Last word.
Last word. Hold on.
Let's see if you can withhold your championship.
You've not gotten anything correct yet.
You give me this word right
about,
here. This is for everything right now.
Is this for all the marbles?
All the cookies.
Yeah.
All the cookies.
This is for all the cookies right
all
here.
The cookies. Woe be gone.
Still withhold that title.
Woe be gone.
Turn your radio down.
Woe be gone.
Woe be gone.
That's it.
What's the college?
Woe be gone.
Turn your radio down.
Turn it
okay.
off.
All right, good. Good.
Woe be gone.
Will be gone. W-I-L-L.
Wrong. It's the way I'll be feeling when we hang up the phone.
W-O.
E. B-E-G-O-N.
All right, go ahead. You spell it.
Is that a place? Like Wobegon, is that from
an imaginary place? But Wobegon is a real word.
Prairie home companion.
It means sad. Wobegon.
Something like that. What is the meaning?
It means sad.
Dumas. Spell Dumas.
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 D U M A N.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, you've amused us for a few moments.
You
thank
truly
you.
Have. Thanks so much.
Hi, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that same dignified way.
Bye-bye.
He signs up.
Oh,
right, bye.
Only I knew what thalidomide really was.
Well, now you do, though. Now you know it was a drug. You and I believe, could have been children of thalidomide.
But
they prescribed it to pregnant women, like in our generation, for... Maybe nausea?
Or something. Maybe to prevent prematurity. I don't remember.
It was some reason
that women were...
Women took it, and then, you know, a lot of Arts and Eileens were born.
But what about kids and paint chips?
Kids and paint chips. Well,
that's
you mean
lead.
Like eating paint chips? That's lead poisoning.
Yeah,
right?
That's not good either.
Yeah, but what's the title for that?
Lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning, yeah.
Or lockjaw.
Doesn't
right?
it have like a fancy
lockjaw?
Name, though?
That's well, it can cause Down syndrome.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
No, Down syndrome is you're born with it,
oh, that's
right?
A genetic thing.
Because your face looks different.
Hold
right.
on. I'm going to write down a name.
It's okay. all getting
okay.
different.
Okay, see that name?
Yes.
Seriously, no jokes?
Right.
I thought that was his problem.
Someone you told might me, be, I think you're right about
somebody
that.
Somebody told me that guy is effed up because he ate paint chips.
And I don't
and I always
you,
thought it was thalidomide.
I don't think you can get Down syndrome by eating paint chips. I think that's a genetic condition.
And this guy doesn't have Down syndrome.
No.
He's got
some issues.
Paint chips. Syndrome.
But we heard that maybe mom or him.
That's where the whole thing with my limited knowledge
right.
of thalidomide comes
but
from.
But thalidomide was a drug. That's what it was.
Here's a child of thalidomide. Here's two children of thalidomide.
Hey, we're all in.
John and Joe.
Johnny Thomas.
You know, it's funnier in this studio.
How are you doing, Joe?
When we're all in here than it was in the other one, because you can really see everybody. Like, everybody's like in a round table looking at each other.
What can we do for
you? Sorry. The thalidomide it was used as a sedative.
Yes.
And a hypnotic.
And it's also being used now to treat leprosy. And gives
deformities.
Deformities.
Right.
To use it during pregnancy.
Thank you. Okay. Well, why did Dr. Ardinger come in with you?
Yeah, why? Was that your assistant?
Joe just kind of stood at his side.
Joe walked in chewing.
And then John got done talking. Joe just nodded like, yeah, that's correct, and walked out.
Well, thalidomide was prescribed to pregnant women suffering from morning sickness.
I knew it was something anti-nausea.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a chromosomal thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And paint chips cause liver damage in inner city youth. Back in the 60s.
And you are smarter than a fifth grader.
He is.
Well, he surprises me.
What else?
And cats drink antifreeze.
Hello,
Don. Because it tastes sweet.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Then they die.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Hi there.
Tom, sir, I take umbrage with your association of Baltimore being similar to Sacramento.
Oh, boy. I knew this was going to happen.
That one's offensive.
That's a valid call. You
hey, Baltimore, what's your joke there, Baltimore?
I get the joke.
No, you don't. You don't get the joke because you called. You don't get the joke because you called. You're just as bad as the people in Sacramento. Hence my reference.
The only difference.
I'm asking you to spell Humbridge.
Game, set, and match.
Get out of here. Goodbye. The only way that Baltimore would really achieve Sacramento status is if we got incredibly inane phone calls from, like, Pikesville and Dundalk.
Well, you know, or you could burn down a big part of Sacramento. Then it would be almost as high.
Could you stop it, please? Hello, Don and Mike.
That would be wrong.
That would.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don't eat the rain.
Ron and Fez, Radio Gods. How's it going?
Hi there. Just fine. How are you, sir?
Excellent.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, look at that son of a bitch. Hey, Fezzy, I got a pizza pie here from Two Boots. Two Boots Pizza Pie. Look at that son of a bitch.
He's got enough to eat. Hi, boss.
Hi.
I'm Ron. It's my buddy, Fezzy.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I just called. I've been wanting to call for years, and this is my first time calling.
Thank God you got through today.
And please don't play the opera music.
Perfect day today to call. I'm so glad you got through.
Thank you.
I speak for everyone. What can we do for you? Besides the obvious.
What haven't we done for you?
Well, I've been, like I said, I was trying to tell you guys this for like 5 years now. I'm still waiting another year for you to stop talking.
Right. Yeah.
And, well, years ago when I used to work at this construction job, we get rained out and stuff. And I used to go to Radio Shacks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I would cut on, like, all the radios.
Are you calling from the Baltimore area, too, Owen?
No, far from Baltimore.
You're a great caller. Can I say that? You're a great caller.
One is Baltimore.
Much better than the last caller. You're better than the spelling guy.
And you're a Baltimore guy because you said one. You would turn all the radios.
He's been waiting 5 years to call.
To tell us this about the radios.
2002.
Go ahead. You're working in construction.
You'd go to Radio Shack. You'd tune all the radios.
And?
I would just do what I can to get all you guys ratings. I was close to getting fired from my job because I'd be in my boss's truck cutting on all the radio stations to 107.
Wow.
And I just want to say that I was a dedicated listener.
Well, that's nice of you. We appreciate that.
Why is that in the former tense, my friend?
Yeah, you said dedicated listener. I mean, does that mean you are?
You were a dedicated listener.
I still am.
Ah.
Are you still? Well, then how come you're not at Best Buy turning all the knobs in there?
Because my vehicles broke down.
What'd you call us Ron and Fez for?
What's that?
What did you call us Ron and Fez for?
Because years ago, they were always on, and before they got canceled or whatever, and you guys used to always talk about them, and I thought at one time that you guys were them.
Ah.
Yeah, one of our many illusions. No, Ron and Fez are good guys. They're buddies of ours. And I really do wish that you would go out and make that your personal cause, to go out to Twitter, Circuit City, Best Buy.
Right.
Change the radios. Get back to that, my friend.
I will do.
That's your calling.
God bless you.
It really helps. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. I certainly understood all of that.
Back in the day, I used to really work for program directors who would occasionally walk into Kmart or whatever, and if they would walk in and all the radios were not on their station, they would turn every radio to that station.
Right.
Thinking, of course, that you have the chance to impact. I remember some douchebag program director saying something like, you don't understand, it's free advertising.
Yeah.
Think of the ears that go by this every day, and they see your call letters, and they hear your radio station.
How significant was that in the large scheme of things?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, got to do that. There you go. Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm up. Hi.
Yes, it's you, barely. Where is your phone not working? Are you under a bridge? Sometimes it's fun to listen to the bad cell phones.
Hello?
Yes, what is it?
Hello?
What's the commercial that's on TV where the kid's talking to his future father-in-law?
Oh, there's a...
I don't get tired. I'm an idiot enough where I watch that commercial.
Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care.
Yeah, Jimmy. Jimbo. Jimmy. The Jimmy Man. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. whatever your name is.
That's a great ad.
Hello?
Mr. McDermott.
He would remember that. Thank you, Rob. You know, the guy.
I have to see remember that.
Because I know a family. So it's stuck in my head.
McDermott.
So do I. Todd.
Todd McDermott.
Todd, his beautiful white pump. You know, the McDermott's from Channel 9.
You know them because you've seen them profiled on TV.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a fan.
Oh, are you doing the whole, what the hell is it thing?
Yeah, it's a fan the guy's describing.
The original machine had a base plate, prefamulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with the panometric fan.
That's giving me a headache.
It's a fan.
Who cares what the hell it is? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling about that little Indian boy on the American Idol tonight.
Yes, the brown Donny Osmond.
You never mentioned who he most resembles.
He's a brown Donny Osmond, and that was coined by Rob.
No, you need to watch Nacho Libre. He looks just like his partner.
He does.
Is a good call?
Yeah, but
thanks, guys. You're the best.
No one's ever seen Nacho Libre. So it's
NTIB. Nice little Indian boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
That's right, that little brown Donny Osmond.
The L.I.B.
On American Idol. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm a juggernaut, bitch.
You're a juggernaut,
bitch?
How come your voice changed?
What's that?
Your voice was really low when you said, I want to talk to Don and Mike, when you didn't know you were on with us. And then you went into this whole different register. Can you say that again?
I'm a juggernaut, bitch.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you again. You're a pasty white kid. Start acting like one.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
That's going to be a good day.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I love that commercial, too. Did you notice they took out the Jimmy Crack, but I don't care part?
You know what? I think that they, here's where I know too much about these commercials. I think when there's like a Valentine's Day or a holiday coming up, they edit out funnier parts of the commercial to get like 5 more seconds in at the very end.
Right. Oh, really? For more copy?
The special. Because I've noticed the other one that I like, but I'm still not tired of, is the one where the guy says, you know, I like knowing I'm the only man in your world. And she's just making cookies or whatever. And he goes, hello, baby. Cat got your tongue? Earl got your tongue?
Is it Earl? Is it Earl, baby? It's Earl.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I, hello there.
Yeah, me too.
I was amused to read, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, what's up? Hi.
Good.
Well, hi, everybody. Hi
David, there. We are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing this afternoon?
The show's going to be...
What's up?
Well, listen, my buddy and I got this bet on. It's double or nothing. You know, who's going to meet the dirt before James Brown or Nicole Anna Smith?
Wow.
Exactly.
You know,
have you had the aerosol can all the way in your nasal passages?
Mike, listen, on behalf of everyone with a meth lab, I want to say there are a couple bad apples giving us all a really bad name. That some of us run real top-of-the-line meth labs.
You couldn't figure out a way to mispronounce Anna Nicole Smith's name and do that. I bet you couldn't do that again.
It's a double or nothing thing. Because
I don't even remember it, Rob. It was Ann Smith Nicole or something.
I think that was
Anyway, Mike, a lot of people who run meth labs have to do it, like, from trailers and from the back of their cars.
You see, I'm not giving them enough the proper amount of respect and credit.
What I'm saying is that this guy is, you know, meth is our new Amway. And that's how...
It's a growth industry.
That's how this fella's making his living.
You know, with the stock market tanking as it is today, I think it's very important to have new entrepreneurial enterprises for people that can, you know, boost the economy during tough times, much like, you know, alcohol did during the 40s, you know, in the 30s, you know, right after Prohibition. It's what kept America going.
Right. But you got to stop using the product so much.
Well, what I want to ask you is,
yes,
it's very important, because I have a bet here going on with my buddy.
Double or nothing, right? Is it a double or nothing bet?
Yes.
Well,
two boxes of Sudafed are done.
Well, it's shooter. It's a shooter war, you know.
A shooter war. I thought so.
Yeah, I got my buddy Jack Daniels here up against my buddy here, and we're trying to figure out who's going to be a dirt farmer between Anna Nicole Smith and James Brown, because they're still above ground.
Anna Nicole Smith.
This is the second time this guy's run up to that. He's got a running start, and now he's screwed up her name two different ways.
All right, so you got let's go through this slowly. So you got James Brown.
Yes, sir.
And you got the lady that was allegedly married to Howard K. Stern. What's her name? The big, pretty blonde lady that just died?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, you did it that time.
Very close.
You did it that time. I was hoping you'd screw it up again.
Uh-huh.
I screwed up again?
Yeah. Say her name again.
Anna Nicole Simpson.
Now, come on.
All right, now you're not fun anymore.
No, Hank Simpson. Smith.
You were
Smith.
Funny when you weren't trying to be.
Well, in order to finish my bet, who's going to be a dirt farmer?
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ.
James Brown's got a 30-day lead on her.
How about that?
Is your friend there with you right now? Is he dead?
No, he's right here.
Put him on.
Okay, hang on. Jimmy.
Jimmy. Because I don't hear anybody. I'm going to talk to Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy. Come here. Come here, Jimmy.
It's going to be the same voice.
It's going to be like,
hello, this is Jimmy.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
No, he's alone. Of course
Talk
he's alone.
To him. He's on the phone. You're on the radio.
Of course he's got all of his meth. Jimmy's just gone.
Yeah. Shocker, Jimmy can't come to the phone.
Why'd you put Jimmy in your mouth?
Hang on here. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Here we go. Jimmy, get ready.
Okay, here he goes.
Okay.
The great American drama. Here we go. Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yo, man.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
You sound nothing like the other guy.
Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy, is that with an I or with a Y? Is that J-I-M-I or J-I-M-M-Y?
M-Y.
Jimmy, what's the bet about?
Give me the goddamn phone back. Give me a damn phone back.
You know what? He didn't want to sustain it.
The thing is, we want
to
know.
We can't talk to you. We have to talk to Jimmy.
Hey, here's
James Brown has a head start.
Listen, here's the deal. I give you guys right now $100 in cash if both of you at the same time will sing Happy Birthday.
Okay, that's a deal.
Tell Jimmy.
Okay, Jim, $100 a piece.
All right.
We can do... It's happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Short-term memory laws.
Between you and I...
You guys.
All right.
$50. He wants more than that. Come on. You... David.
Wow.
Here's you won't thing. Give it up, will you, dude?
No.
You won't give it up.
We know there's no Jimmy there. There never has been.
Here's Jim. Here's
no, there's no,
no, no
one
no.
with you.
No. Have Jimmy talk at the same time as you.
That's all you have to do.
Two guys talking together.
Hello? He's gone.
And he's gone.
He's gone. That's stupid.
We won.
I think Jimmy.
I got a bet. I'm all by myself, and I think I'm going to try to lie to him.
It's a shame because I wanted to know if Jimmy was a good speller. See if we could stump him.
That was a good opening segment. Wasn't
that
it?
Was fun.
Ooh.
God, that was fun.
$100, Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy, get on the phone.
Hello?
Drunken theater.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Let me try one more.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got onto your website. That's a great site now. I checked out that Merle character.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about when after he's all done cutting the chicken and skinning it, then he takes that, he's making the salad and he's pounding the lettuce on the same cutting board?
Hey, speaking of the website, can I just say how incredibly flattered I have been over the last 24 hours to read the commentary about the picture, the still picture of me and Carla at the hockey game. And the best one was, man, and it might have been on Radio God's Forum, or it might have been on our website, but the one that I read said, man, dot, 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 he is huge. That's the one that I think I like the best.
Ouch.
But, you know, I'm never going to be photographed sitting next to her again. Ever. Man, I didn't, and lots of just one right after the other, little blurbs. I had no idea he was that big. I really, really enjoyed every moment of it. I truly did. That's it. You know, when the listener called yesterday and said we made a 10, the number 10 with me sitting next to her, I thought that was very funny. And then slowly but surely, I'm reading these things, and Carla comes into the office and says, what are you doing? I said, you don't need to read this. You don't need to read these nice things.
This is not on our website, was it?
There were a couple of on the moderated website that were allowed to get on that were a little fatty comment, you know, right? Right, Johnny?
Johnny? Maybe a little. You should see some of the ones I've deleted.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Feel better about that. Thanks, John. I really appreciate that.
Put them up.
Thanks, asshat.
No, don't put them up.
He will, too.
Don't put them up.
Jesus.
Johnny,
relentless. I know I'm fat. I don't need to be reminded. I know how fat I am. Jesus. But the one was really, and it's just a simple one, not a really, like, clever insult or anything. It was, man, he is huge.
Surprise.
What is she doing with him? Jesus. One after the other after the other.
Oh.
Man, he must have a really big aunt.
Wow.
No, I don't. It's tiny. Thank you.
I don't think you want to be screaming that.
I don't care. Believe me.
Put that on.
That'll be on the message board today. Man, wow. Woo, woo. Oh, boy, you see how big he is?
Hey, how are you? Good hockey game. Sit next to me, Carla. Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack.
Oh, God.
Ooh, Lordy, look at him.
God damn.
Mm.
Wow.
Just had to vent that. Thank you for allowing me.
Glad you did. God knows I did it for many years.
Get it off my chest.
Out of all the stupid websites that I'm trying to give up, that's one that I have given up. The one with our idiot fans.
Yes.
No thanks.
Well, it was kind of, I might have been on our site, mm-hmm. and then I said, well, let me just see. Let me just see what they're saying. And it's definitely masochistic, because I go on there, I know exactly what I'm going to get. I know exactly, and I never even go there. I never even look at it, but I knew, you know, hey, well, let me, I don't get it very often. Let me get a little bit of it. So I drank it all in. Oh, my God. Wow. Boy, oh, boy.
Porky. Ew, look at that. Let's go to the hockey game.
I want some baby back ribs.
Now you're just piling on yourself.
But I enjoy that in a small way, too.
I know.
I mean, I'm not sensitive until it gets about halfway through. And then I get really weird. You know how I am, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll make jokes, and I'll, like, be part of the joke, and then all of a sudden I get tired of the joke, and then I get mad. It's a weird, psychotic thing that I do.
It's starting to happen now.
And I'm doing it to myself. Nobody's saying anything.
Nobody's saying anything.
I'm doing it to myself right now. God damn it. Shut up, Mike. Thank you.
No one would even know about that stuff on that other website.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to say, I know, okay? I know, and it hurt. It hurt. I was sitting there in the two chairs that I have to duct tape together to make room for myself, and reading that before the first chair broke, because I leaned a little bit more to the left than I should have. You know, man.
Oh, goddamn.
Okay. But I'm over it now. I'm glad I got that off my chest. My double D chest. Which I read 3 or 4 times,
just
too.
Stop it.
Well, I'm just saying, these are things that just were written.
I'm remembering.
By double Ds. Because there was one that was on there that was talking about Carla's breasts.
man, show more cleavage or something like that. Yeah, are they? But we know mics are bigger than hers. You know, the whole thing is going on and on. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of those kind people. I have to go out occasionally.
That's right.
I have to be seen.
Mm-hmm. I am not an animal. I'm a human being.
Such a jelly.
All right, I'm done.
You're making it tempting to go look at that site.
I think so.
But I ain't talking that up. I will not. Drove me nuts.
Nah.
Drove me. I'm not kidding you, kids. Freaking nuts.
I'm making it funnier than it was. It was hateful and rotten.
Drove me nuts, right?
To the core.
Screw them and the horse they rode to town on the internet.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
Yeah, if you remember, I sit out with those people once a year. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But a lot of those people shouldn't be throwing fat jokes around. Believe me. Believe me, I will pop on a scale any day with about 20 of those people.
Like last summer when the mom from Gilbert Grape showed up?
I don't even have a dog in this fight. You know? I mean,
but it's fun.
I fought this fight so long.
I know.
And it's funny now to see. I'm glad you picked up the torch, though, Mike.
Yes.
Go at it. Why did you go at the guy at DCR TV, too?
He didn't. I don't think there was anything about that. I don't look at that one.
It's kind of a general thing.
I just looked at ours, and then out of ours, I said I'd go to the regular fan site and check that out. And I don't look at it very often because I've always had that difficulty negotiating it, you know, really figuring out where I go.
Right.
And that was it. And then it was just, and like radar. I'm on the computer, and Carla comes in. What you looking at?
They
and I'm like, you don't. I think the voice was, you don't need to see this. You don't need to see this. Get out. Get out.
Oh, God.
But you use that, as I'm sure you've done in the past. You use it for a little motivation. You use it to try to get yourself up and get on that piece of exercise equipment in the morning. That's what you try to do.
If you can, good luck.
Turn it into a positive.
I mean, if you can use that into as a positive, I found I could not. So, I had to leave those people. Goodbye.
Very good.
Goodbye. Write about me all you like. I don't read it. Now, if you write something and I don't read it, what does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
La la.
Doesn't make a sound. Good. Would you like to hear the sound of me going to sleep last night?
And we have our own site now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moderated.
Yeah, moderated. A lot of good that did for me yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
A lot of real good that did. A lot of real good. Oh, I could have put a lot worse on. That's good criteria. This is the sound of me going to sleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
Crying yourself to sleep, were you?
Absolutely. Tears on my pillow. Tears on my big, super, triple extra, 4X pillow that I have to support my head.
The deal is, the truth is that on all of the, I had to learn this the hard way. All those sites, you go looking for some positive reinforcement because we are all really so incredibly shallow and we are also insecure.
Totally insecure.
And you go there and you look for people giving you some affirmation and where there might be 1,000 messages of people liking you, you see the ones where people don't like you. And those are just the pricks that are like, hey, how come those guys get to tell everybody off but we never get to say what we want? And they can't take it, so we can write whatever we want. Screw off, you losers.
Well, my mistake was,
I'm serious. I hope I meet you in the next life. See you in the next life, losers.
You know, my mistake was wearing my Great Pumpkin shirt. That was the, the pullover, the Great Pumpkin pullover.
Right, the orange.
That was the mistake. What?
I went through the forum again on our site.
Yes.
There is one small mention, I think, in one post, and all the rest of it is fairly positive. All the stuff that you're talking about is from the other side.
I understand. You know what? You know how I would describe. You know what I would describe one as? Too many. Too many. Don't pout. Don't pout, Norman. No, it was fine. It was fine. It was the pumpkin pullover. That was the big mistake.
The double P.
Not real friendly to the TVI.
Just know that when you go out, paparazzi are everywhere. I'm on our site right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're always on. DonnaMikeWebsite.com. There we go. Let's see. I can't even find anything about you.
Mm.
Have they cleared it already?
No, I mean, I found it once last night, and then I went back
Mike
to look at it.
Mike and Carla's picture.
Oh, okay.
Pretty popular. 1,531 views on this thread.
Is that our website?
This is our website.
Oh, boy.
Can I read it?
Yes, go
Do you
ahead.
Mind?
Yeah, I mean, we're on the subject. I can take it.
I'm not aware of what it says. It's our website, though. It should be moderated, for goodness sakes.
It should be okay.
Let's see. This would be a big test for him. You think John's back there right now?
He knows I don't care.
Hitting delete, delete, delete.
I seriously don't care.
First says, I thought you had to return the orange jumpsuit when your work release details complete.
Mm-hmm.
Next one says, that's mean. No one noticed Mike's orange jumpsuit when he was sitting behind that hot chick anyway. Way to go, Mike. How'd you get that hot chick to forget about your age difference? Next one says, it's like every sitcom on TV. Fat guy with a hot girl completely out of his league.
Okay. As John has said, there was only one on there.
It gives me hope. I've got the fat guy part down. Now I need the hot chick.
Oh, see? That's only one.
The next person
only
writes,
one.
Next person writes, where is the picture of which we speak? Next person has a link to the picture. Then the next person writes, kudos, Amira. Your chick is hot. And someone writes, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I can't find the picture. Next person writes, go to the main menu. Next person writes,
frenzy.
I found it. Now I see someone writes, oh, I thought the carpet drape comment was innocent fun. Off limits, eh? Sorry. Next person writes, the guy picking his nose next to her may want to be a little more of the cameras and what's being flashed on the Jumbotron. LOL. Cool pick. Hope the game was fun. Mike, nice pull, brother. Next one, for whatever reason, I can't see any picture, and I had my beach towel out and everything.
Oh, God.
These are not bad. These are not bad.
Yeah. Actually, all in all, what John said was right. Was true.
Okay, let me just scroll to the second
page. They can't see it.
And here's the second page coming up. And, goddamn, slow, baby. Slow.
Oh, man,
slow,
upstairs,
slow,
the computers upstairs were dying today.
Well, the pop-up comes right up. That's nice that they put Craig put a picture of Brittany on the side of her website.
Yeah, I like that. Nice
going
guy.
Crazy with,
I like
the,
that.
With the umbrella. Oh, come on. Look at that. My God.
Slow.
Everybody's going to the site now.
This computer slow. Moving slow. Cannot find second page of comments.
Right.
Please. Pass the popcorn.
What? To pass the time, you could go buy some Dove Ultimate Clear.
Is that what we're advertising on there?
Yeah, that pop-up sure did make it up fast, didn't it?
Huh.
Yeah. Meanwhile, everything else is one item remaining. Opening page, HTTP.
Wow.
/page D2red. And let me see, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little
blue,
green dots.
What?
This is almost like when TiVo says, powering up.
Right.
Almost there.
You know, it's slow. It's been slow for me at home today, the computer, and here at the office, and now the one you have here in the studio, they're all slow.
Just a few more minutes, please. Almost there.
Wow.
Please wait. Well, screw it. We don't have time for this. Mike, you'll have to read it during the break.
You know, that's exactly what I plan to do. I'm going to run out there and read more comments.
Okay.
The friendly ones.
Sure.
The friendly ones, which were friendly, were very kind towards my lady. You know, I should say that. Yeah. I mean, even the friendly ones don't involve me.
Very flattering.
The unfriendly ones are centered around me.
If I hit refresh.
Centered, I mean around me.
Now, if I hit refresh, is this thing going to go ballistic? Refresh. Oh, you know what? It went back to just one little green bar. Well, Mike, forget it.
Well, that's okay. I think we've had enough.
Find it on your own. For
thank you very much.
Okay. I know. We got a break because Bob Mailman is here.
Oh, wow.
It is February 27th.
Yes.
Hey, good for us. We're getting this under the wire.
Day early, really.
Our tribute to Black History Month.
Uh-huh.
We normally do it on the 28th.
Right. Yes, and he always gets frustrated that it's the last day of the month.
Today we're doing it on the 27th.
That's a good thing. We're making progress.
Look at us. So when we come back, we'll bring... Are you London already?
Yeah, I did.
You cannot wait, can you?
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days.
Now, what are you doing? That was Rob.
He cannot help.
That was Rob that did that.
Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it.
That is rough.
My old my. What a
Bob Spiewak put that in the machine.
What?
Well, I pushed the button.
I know you did.
I'm as guilty.
that's noted actor James Baskett. And he should be appreciated.
And you know, in the other room, Robert Mellman is very angry about that.
He is.
Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Yeah. That's not funny.
Not that funny is, at all.
It never was.
Nobody in here laughing.
Not funny, Rob.
No, we need to get him in here to talk about his travels, so we should break.
Oh, that's right. He's been all over the globe.
All right, cats, stay right there. We'll be right back.
This
is the dawn and...
This just in, President Bush has now promised that we will be out of the Academy Awards by 2010.
2010.
Critics are already saying that the show was too long, and I say, hey, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's not fair to judge the show until it's over. But I say...
The Don and Mike Show.
Funny, Letterman. Funny.
They try to help you, so go to hell. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? How y'all doing?
Yo, yo, what's happening?
Hey, man, Mike, I saw that picture of you and Colin, man. You shouldn't be worried about the haters, man. You should dust those haters off, man. It was saying you're nothing but a pimp, man.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. What I was going to say. I appreciate that. I truly appreciate that.
I was going to say that too, bud.
I'm a pimp.
You're a pimp.
Yeah, man. Hey, can you do like a little, who's the artist?
Mike don't do requests.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike, don't do windows. Mike, don't do
requests. What was he asking me to do, Don?
Oh, about like some... Yeah, yeah. You do that from...
He wanted you to do one of your magical voices for him.
A man of color?
Oh, yes. A man of color. The guy Dave Chappelle always rips off, you know, that rapper that...
Hold on, I'll tell you. Mike does a really good impression of a man of color. Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell!
What up?
I'm nothing but a pimp.
What up?
I'm a big orange pimp at the hockey game.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Do you guys know where I can find any good black men?
I think we just have one on the phone.
Oh, really?
There's another one standing in the next room. Yes, why are you...
I need a good black man with a good job. I don't want anybody that's been in prison, out of prison.
Well, you know what? He is here.
Really?
And I know that he dates women of all colors. Yes.
Okay, and I'm white, so.
What is it that you want in today's young black man?
What do I want in a black man?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Somebody with a good personality, and I don't know, that looks good.
Is there any particular reason why you are race specific?
Oh, why I like black men?
Yes.
I think about children. I like kids.
I mean, you like mixed race kids?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the primary reason?
That's what I'm attracted to.
Uh-huh. Now, what about some of the old stereotypes that one might, you'd never hear on this show, but no. You might hear them in other spots. We love that. Anything size related?
Of course.
Once you have black, you never go back. Black guys are so big.
That's true. I dated one white guy, and then as soon as I dated the black guy, I never went back to white men.
I think that is a valid reason to want to have a relationship with a black man, to see how your children will turn out,
to see
what different shades they'll be.
That's the primary motivation for this woman. She said that, right?
Correct. And I'm agreeing with that, Mike. The world needs more parents like this that just want to have kids to see how they're going to turn out.
See how they're going
to
look.
That's not so bad, though, right?
No, I mean, it's you. It's your body.
But no, it's rather superficial, darling, to want to have a baby just to have a mixed baby.
No, I know that. But, I mean, that's mainly what I'm attracted to as well, so...
Yeah.
Well, you're attracted to what, to mixed babies or to black men?
No, the black men.
Rob has brought up an interesting question. I would normally not pass it along, but are you large?
Am I large?
Yes.
No.
No?
No, I'm not
Rob,
large.
Rob insists that you are.
You want to look at my website?
That's the stereotype on the boardwalk.
No, I know.
You have the brother with the big, fat, gigantic white chick.
What, excuse me, darling? That's right, Rob. Now, Rob, were you doing that based on the stereotype, which is certainly possible, or were you doing it based on her sound?
Her eagerness.
My sound? Makes me that I'm big?
What if you had a kid that turned out to look like Will Smith's kid? Is that kid too...
Jaden.
Too dark for you?
These kids are really cute.
Would that be good? What if you had a kid with a black guy, and the kid ended up being, let's say, 80% black and 20% white. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
What if it turned out the other way? 20% white, 80% black.
That'd still be fine.
What if he was striped?
No, I wouldn't want a striped kid.
Sit down.
Oh, there you go.
Take the goddamn headphones off.
Jesus. That was a valid question.
Of course it was. In your mind, it was.
What if he was striped?
Oh, see, he should be kept in a cage when we have these discussions. Should put him in a, put him under a rock.
All right, honey. Well, listen, I don't know if we can help you. We'll put you on hold. I'm sure Robert wants to talk to you during a break.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks. You really never got the details on her weight. So
I have a website if you want to look at it.
Well, here's the thing. Anybody can, like, put...
No, it's my MySpace. It's my MySpace. I have tons of pictures on there.
It's a little bit of the breathing, too. Are you...
breathing?
Do you have something in your mouth right now?
Yeah, sorry. I'm chewing on gum.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
And why is it that white guys don't do it for you? On behalf of white guys.
I've just never been attracted to white guys, really.
Celebrity you most resemble.
Great.
Celebrity I most resemble?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
What if the black guy was Al Roker?
Who's Al? I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
He's a very handsome weatherman on the Today Show.
I have no idea.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a baby store, but I'm in school right now to be a phlebotomist.
You work at a baby store. You sell babies? Mm-hmm. Do you sell babies there?
No, we don't sell babies.
And you're going to school for phlebotomy?
Phlebotomy, yeah.
You know, if you get too many of those, you won't be able to speak right.
Do you know what a...
That's a joke.
Okay, I was going to say.
He was kidding.
Because most people don't know what phlebotomy is, so...
Why don't you give us the one-sentence explanation of phlebotomy for people that might not know?
It's drawing blood.
You're really working on that gum, aren't you, honey?
Why don't you spit the gum
out?
Why don't you have the decency to spit the gum out while you're talking to us?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Are you sure that was gum and not an eclair?
No, it was gum.
Okay, just checking.
Eclair.
My dear.
What if the perfect white guy walked in the door right now?
If the perfect white guy walked in the door?
Yes.
Well, then I might give him a chance.
And what if a less than perfect black man walked in the door?
If a less than perfect?
Yes. Is it possible, Rob, to have a less than perfect black man?
Like, say, Nipsey Russell.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who a lot of people are.
No,
you?
I'm sorry.
What, do you not read, watch news?
Wait, say that again?
Do you not read or watch the news?
Who would you do?
I can't. I work full-time and go to school full-time.
Oh. Who would you do, Eminem or Ludacris?
Ludacris. I don't like Eminem.
Ludacris. Who is the most famous white person who you find attractive?
George Clooney.
Of course, everyone thinks Clooney.
He just gets a free pass across the board, doesn't he?
He does.
Clooney just gets
a free
pass.
Or Richard Gere.
Richard Gere?
Yeah. If I like white men, I like the older white men.
Like older white men.
And who's your favorite black actor?
Favorite black actor?
That you'd like to sleep with.
That I would love to sleep with?
And I'm going to ask you one more time to please not answer a question with
a question.
Don't forget, she's working at the dead baby store.
Right.
The dead baby store.
That's right, but she's studying to be a lobotomist.
Do you remember when Alice Cooper was theatrical with his dead babies tour?
Dead babies.
Dead babies.
No, I would have to say probably Tyrese.
Is that the television on in the background?
No.
It's the radio?
It's also the sound of people buying dead babies, Mike.
No, we don't sell dead babies here.
Are lots of people around rooting for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of people around me.
So there's a chance the call just might be fake.
Hold on.
No, it's not fake. I'm telling you right now, it's not fake.
There's some people want to speak to you. You're a lightning rod, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you want to talk to this gal?
Sweetheart, are you retarded? You just want to date a black man because you like the color of the baby? What about your feelings? What about his feelings? I mean, there's still a thing called love. What if your baby turns out retarded?
If it turns out retarded?
That's a valid question.
Why would...
What if you had the perfect mulatto baby, but it turned out retarded?
Beautiful, but retarded.
It wouldn't matter. I'd still love the baby.
But you seem to be basing an awful lot on looks.
No,
just preference, right?
You said you want the color to be right. You're not buying a car, darling. You're making a baby. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, aren't you bothered by the fact that if you have a baby with a black man, you're going to raise it by yourself?
Oh, now that's uncalled
for.
No,
that's very racist.
That is very racist.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You can hear him in the background. And his nipples are hard right now.
What's happening?
Never harder.
I can prove this girl is a fat pig.
All right, go ahead.
I've had my blood drawn many times, and I've never had an attractive thin phlebotomist.
That proves it.
There you go, game, set, and match.
That's a new stereotype that we throw into the mix right now. Never had a thin phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist got that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Howdy.
Hey, I just want to comment on this whore. I mean, this white girl.
Whore?
Yeah, well, you like a black man, you're a whore.
Oh, now, hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. What Klan rally did you just come from?
From Roanoke.
Roanoke. Well, he answered honestly.
From Roanoke,
Mike.
Roanoke?
Really? Klan meeting in Roanoke.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, Mr. 24 minutes ago, but I know the name of the device from Joe's audio archive.
The original machine had a base plate, prefamulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with the panometric fam.
What the hell is it?
The lineup consisted simply of six hydroscopic marzal vanes so fitted to the ambiodronic lunar vane shaft. It's called a turbo encabulator. It's on Wikipedia.
Rob says that's not true.
It is. It's a fake machine that was produced by engineers at GE.
You know what's scary? The quality of this phone line is scary.
The best phone I've ever heard of.
The best in all the years I've been broadcasting.
He's in the building. He's upstairs.
He's upstairs. You know, all the other calls are like, hey, guys, I want to say. Then he calls, I just want to say that I really...
That was a good phone line, but according to Joe, it is something specific, and it's not what that guy said.
Okay. We're going on. I thought we settled that. I thought it was a fan.
No.
That hasn't been settled yet?
No.
All right.
And it has nothing to do with the timing device.
It's a turbo encabulator, and I'm in your closet.
Put her on hold.
Who is that under my bed?
Hello, Don and Mike. Sure, she's on hold now.
Hello.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike.
Right.
Where's that 50-pound Twinkie that killed all of Anna Nicole Smith when you need it?
What was that? Do you want to start again?
Another one of our helpers, Mike.
I like the helpers today.
Another one of Donna Mike's kids. Children of Thalidomide.
Where's that 50-pound Twinkie that...
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hello there. I would like to date her.
Okay. What is roaring in the
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I want to ask the Mud Shark what her favorite dessert is. That'll prove if she's fat or not.
She's not on the phone.
What did you call her?
I think that was a reference to where she likes to go.
Oh, dear.
I've heard that one before.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to know if this girl has a big butt because... I don't think she's picking them. I think they're picking her.
Huh.
They are.
I tell you what, they're picking her.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
I tell you what, they're Marky Mark.
Let me tell you something, there, Donnie. You know, there's this reputation that people in the South have for being racist. I'd like to say that I'm calling from the south of Boston. And we hold our own quite nicely, thank you. Thanks a lot. She's got a big ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is this Joe?
No, this is Don and Mike. Dumas, hello.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, that's not a real device, man. This thing is a logarithmic casing. Logarithm has to do with numbers.
Can we stop for just a second to think how little we care about what you're saying?
I care.
I don't. Well, okay, what are you saying?
I care desperately.
Go ahead. Tell Mike what you're saying.
I have nothing of value to add to your show.
Well, then, come on. Thank you. He said that logarithms are numbers and that they wouldn't have anything to do with a practical appliance.
Hello?
I'm still not even tracking with that whole thing. You guys are still talking about the tape that was played by accident by me, right?
We're going to get a lot of letters about.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
what's going on? You know where I'm heading to, bud?
Are you tardy today, Tom? Are you late?
I'm going down to Ocean City, buddy.
You going to a birthday party?
No, I'm going down to see what Dennis Murphy's doing.
Oh, you going down to visit Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis is down here somewhere.
Hey, guess who's going to be on our show on Thursday?
I don't give a knucklehead about that at all.
Super Dave.
It's Super Dave's birthday, and Mike is taking him out and buying him a suit of clothes.
And I don't give a crap about Super Dave.
The reason I'm buying him clothes is because he's the best person we've ever had on the show.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. No, he is.
Busted.
Super Dave is the best we've ever had on the show.
Busted.
He is the all-time best, and I'm going to buy him a brand new outfit because he's so good on the show.
Tom, how do you spell the word favorite?
Favorite. FIRDES.
Ferdies.
My guy.
Yes, Super Dave is our favorite.
You know what?
What, Tom?
What's this station in the Ocean City called? 96
Rock.
96 Rock. And what station we got on you? 95.9.
And yes, that station in Ocean City, that's the station that Super Dave will be on next week.
No?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to be on 96 Rock at night.
You know, he was... Super Dave was down in New Orleans for Tardy Gras.
Watch it.
Watch what, Tom?
Hey, which Charlie?
Are you going to be on our station in Ocean City, Tom?
Yes, I am.
What time are you going to be on?
7 o'clock.
Do they know it yet?
Not yet. They know it now.
What, you just going to walk in?
Yep. I'm going to walk in and say, my name is Tom Gavin. I'm going to be on the show.
Always works.
Do you even know where the radio station is?
Where is it at?
No, I was asking you if you knew, Tom.
I know where it's at. It's where you all had your condominium.
He's talking about a promotion that we did like 10 years ago in Ocean City, I believe, right?
Correct? Is that what he's talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's talking
secrets.
About
secrets!
What?
How do you...
Secrets, yes, that's the name of the bar where we did our little show.
How do you spell ocean?
Ocean?
Yes.
O-C-O-N-C-I-T-Y.
I'm out. I didn't write it down this time.
And Tom, finally, what do you think about a mixed race couple?
I don't like it.
Why? Why is that, Tom?
Because they're gays.
Who's gay?
The mixed couple is gay.
No, this isn't a gay issue. It's a racial issue, Tom.
Tom, it's not gays and straights. It's like a black man and a white woman.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Why?
Because they are no good.
Who's no good, Tom?
The guy and the girl are going to get married together.
Why?
Because I don't like it.
Well, tell us why you don't like it.
Because I don't like black and I don't like black people.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
Tom, now we can never have you on this.
Why don't you like black people, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Something happened to the connection.
He made his statement and he hung up. He's the Tim Hardaway of our show.
Oh, my God. Well, did you ever think that we'd get this much controversy out of the show today?
Did not, Mike.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
The Don and Mike Show.
First of all, I wouldn't want him on my team. And second of all, you know, if he was on my team, I would, you know, really distance myself from him because I don't think that's right. And, you know, I don't think that
Tom Gavin,
he should be in a locker room while we're in a locker room. And it's just a whole lot of other things. So I wouldn't even be a part of that. But, you know, stuff like that going on, and there's a lot of other people out here like that still in the closet and don't want to come out the closet. But, you know, I just leave that alone.
You know that what you're saying there, though, Timmy, is flatly homophobic, right? It's just it's bigotry.
Well, I hate gay people, so.
Prejudice,
Jim Tarter.
You never know where it hides.
Tom Hardaway.
Well, we got Hardaway. His thoughts on Tardaway.
What the hell's happened to the show today?
Wow.
Something wrong with it?
Fortunately, Robert Millman has all day, right?
Yes, he does. He's off today.
He's off today. We'll,
that's
we'll
good.
Break and come back, and we'll celebrate Black History Month.
Very good. What a great lead into that.
Zippity-doo-dah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy, you know, this good lady, you know. I'm Julia Child. So I'm making those, my bananas, call them up skinny all like. And you know who else is here next to me? It's Frank Gourmet.
Hi, everybody. I'm Fenster May. This show is about how to cook, how to make bananas into small pieces for the Jell-O.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that sounds good.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Hey, don't you we haven't heard that for a while.
Retards in area.
Uh-oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we'll Robert the Mailman in.
I saw him outside, resplendent in black.
Yeah, yep. Got a chance to see him myself. He's
quite
he's
close.
Looking very, very interesting today. Fabulous t-shirt.
He looks like a cat burglar. He's got the entire black outfit. He has Malcolm X hat on.
He seems to have brought some spirits with him also.
He's got the long sleeve black shirt. He's got gloves on, black gloves. Black pants, black shoes.
Robert usually comes to play. He seems to be very prepared today.
He's very black today.
Black gloves.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Robert. Enter inside. There's the microphone.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, fellas.
Hi. You seem more sedate than normal.
Well, it's been...
You're normally a little more agitated.
Couple of weeks. I'm angry.
You're angry, but you're angry in a different way?
Angry about tonight.
Yeah, I got some news, but I'll save it for last.
Oh.
I got a little, the winner is, I got a letter today.
You mean like a paternity letter?
Oh, please, I wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
I'd just jump off the building.
Yeah.
So is it work related?
No.
May I look at the letter?
Sure.
If I don't read it, do you want me to read it on the air?
You can do whatever you want.
All right, Mike, look at the letter and see what it is that Robert has brought in.
Michael used his best judgment.
Mike's looking at this letter.
Like it appears to be some sort of medical test results.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. These are yours?
No, they're my mother's.
Oh,
they're
what are yours?
What okay. do you have?
What do you
would
have?
Would you like me to read this?
Go ahead.
Hold on a second. You don't have AIDS, do you?
You'd have to have sex to have AIDS or be a drug user.
Uh-huh. Oh, this isn't good.
Oh, this is about your health? I thought you like you had a sexual disease.
You have to have sex to have sexual disease.
You have sex all the time.
True.
You have sex with baby mamas all the time.
And hookers, but I use protection.
Uh-huh.
Bare hair.
Proven, medically proven. This is not good.
Now, hold on.
I'll save that for last. That's the good news.
Now, hold on. Before Mike reads this, is this a gag? Have you brought in a gag?
I wish. I was really sick last month or so. It's been pretty bad.
Sorry.
Should you lay? I think you should lay it off now, whatever it is.
But I don't want to bring the show down. I have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Dear Mr. Adams.
Why you put my last name?
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days.
I'm sorry about the last name. I was reading it. That's why. I have reviewed your most recent lab work, and the results of your cholesterol and sugar were abnormal, especially your average sugar. Your urine showed microalbumin, which is an early sign of impaired kidney function due to uncontrolled diabetes.
I'm dying, Don.
I can't give you a kidney. I only have one.
I became your primary care physician
you wouldn't match.
In 2002. Right. I've counseled you about diabetes.
Oh.
It's complicated. You've had this. You know you've had this, right?
I've been diabetic since 87.
Right. Yeah.
It's complications. You and Patty LaBelle, so come
and
on.
Yeah, it's importance of medical treatment during numerous office visits. But your compliance with your treatment regimen has been very inconsistent.
I love chitlins.
It sounds to me almost like you're the boy who cried wolf, almost like you have a little speed
no,
rack in you
no,
here.
No, no, no.
Just the opposite.
Diabetes is not new, though. Right?
I'm going to cut to the chase with this. What his doctor's telling him
yes.
is he knows he's got this problem, and he's not following the doctor's orders to take care of himself
right.
so that he lives a good long life.
Because we want to live long anyway. I want 20 good more years and... drop dead.
But it's this know. Sounds like 20 more years might not be possible if you keep it up.
Look, I tell you what, I don't give a F. How about that?
Why?
Wow. Because you're going to die anyway. I just don't want a prolonged illness. I don't mind.
But I mean, if you take care of yourself, you can live a good quality life. I mean, really, Robert? No, seriously.
I don't want to get into a medical discussion about it. That was the last I was going to say. Kidney failure, good night.
Well, see, that's what you're doing. What you're doing is what you're doing. I know why you don't want to discuss it, because you're doing what your doctor's saying you're doing. You're not taking it seriously.
I'm taking it seriously.
Living in
denial. By the next time, well, my appearance are stretched out like Anna Nicole's uterus, so by the next time I come here, I will be 50 to 60 pounds lighter.
My father's had diabetes since, like, the mid-70s, and he lives a fine, full life.
Yeah, he lives on hate. That's what he lives on.
Not my father. My father.
You can, too.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, diabetes is something you can control. You can get a handle on that with your...
They have those little machines that you can use to check your blood sugar.
Come on, you're pounding the pill.
You know what this is? Okay, you are the boy that cried wolf. Here I am thinking you
I got to be a boy?
Here I am thinking that you have AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, something you got because you only use hair as a protective device.
Don, if I had AIDS, I wouldn't be bringing it on this show to tell the whole world, okay? Even if it is funny.
I thought you were...
It would be funny.
Robert,
look how you felt after you took care of your teeth.
Well, that was more of a... It was partly a gag.
But it is partly a gag, but also partly you feel better, don't you?
Honestly.
Weren't you in a little bit of pain with your teeth problems?
Yeah, and I had yuck mouth. I did have yuck mouth. Mm-hmm. And they were coming out anyway, mm-hmm. so... You guys did a great favor for me, and Dr. Jay Samuels, he did a great job.
I mean, so that's sort of a health-related thing.
Yeah, and it's also a cosmetic thing. You can't holler at the honeys with half a mouth of teeth, and they're rotting at best.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped me a lot. But the diabetes thing, it comes and goes. I'm tired of it. So if I drop dead tomorrow, I've had a nice life. I'm happy, but
Please, Patti LaBelle, get out of here.
The same that happened to me a couple of weeks ago.
It's no AIDS, Robert.
Don, one of the first gags I had when I came on the show, I told you I had an ulcer in my ass, and they cut it out.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened to me. It came back 3 weeks ago.
Wow. And you and Rob.
Yeah, well, mine was worse.
Amazing way of you two finding common ground, finally.
Exactly. Our asses were bleeding pus and blood.
All alike on the inside.
And that was horrible. That hurt a lot. I was off for 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it took me out.
But diabetes, I must get back to that. I don't think it is the be-all, end-all. It's not a life-ender.
Probably people drop from heart attacks all the time because of diabetes.
Of course they do, but if you adjust your diet and everything else, you'll be fine.
Toadie Fields, I believe, had her legs amputated.
Lost her leg. Well, Toadie Fields is a big, fat pig on the Mike Douglas show.
I'm just saying that she had her legs amputated because of diabetes.
And I assure you, Don, I give you this for the show.
Yeah.
One of my feet will get cut off before I die, and I will bring it in. Because remember, complications.
Something to look
forward to. Think about it now. Remember, 3 years ago, I fell and hurt my back, and I had a pinched nerve, and I have permanent paralysis in my right foot.
It's another thing you have in common with Rob Spiewak, a pinched nerve.
Rob faked his pinched nerve.
That's right.
I actually had surgery. I wasn't lying to get a day off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have paralysis in my right foot, so that is complicated. And
what's the status of your right foot now?
It comes and goes. Sometimes it looks like that bear claw they found in the trash a couple weeks ago. Sometimes it's...
What's your foot look like? Does your foot look normal now? Is it swollen?
Sometimes it swells up.
It swells up.
Sugar. Yeah. But I took out my medicine this morning, so I'm cool.
So you're on medication for diabetes.
You seem very down today.
He is down.
I'm not down. I'm more sleepy than anything else, but... I'm about to perk up now that I'm on a Don and Mike show. We got a white woman online that wants to date some brothers.
He's lying.
No, I feel great. I feel great. It is Black History
You seem month. Subdued.
Well, I just got off. I have an illness. I have been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Thailand trip planned for April 8th.
Wow.
For 2 weeks.
What are you going to do in Thailand?
Well, I'm going to give them rice and religion or rubbers and roofies. One of those, two of those things, something's going to happen.
Wow. Mangak. Rice and religion or
rubbers and roofies.
We mustn't forget he had an incident in his mail truck, too.
Yeah, I got
some. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's
thank you, Rob.
That's right. You rolled your mail truck in a ditch during the ice storm.
Oh, my God.
I got stuck in the snow listening to you guys.
Yeah. Oh,
so that was like double torture.
We got a good laugh about that when you texted in to Rob that you had flipped your mail truck.
I was trying to call my supervisor to come get me, and I'm in the snow. That's real funny.
You flipped your mail truck.
Yeah, and the townsfolk was coming towards me with torches, so I was hoping to get the hell out of there.
Your standard boxy mail truck, or was it one of those Jeeps?
No, it was a boxy mail truck. Wow. And I got caught. You enjoying this, man? Don, you love this, don't you? I wish I get stuck in front of this. I just put the pedal to the metal.
You know,
build a trench in the yard.
Through rain, snow, sleet, and hail, but those trucks don't look like they'd be very good in this stuff.
Well, sometimes you're supposed to put snow tires on it, but that's not my job.
Right.
I'm not going to do it, so I'll just roll.
So you were out there without snow tires?
Yeah, well, they have. They get the
chains.
The chains.
You had chains on yours?
No, I did not.
So you didn't have anything?
No, I did not.
It's a more sympathetic Robert the Mailman on the Don and Mike show.
I'm not sympathetic. Things are going good.
Robert has come to terms.
Did you get hurt?
Diabetes
and death.
and is determined that his last year will be one full of rice and sex and roofies in Thailand.
Well,
Robert has donated his foot, whichever one is to be cut off first.
To the dynamite
show. To the dynamite show.
Did you hurt yourself when you rolled your mail truck?
No, I was inside.
Well, you were inside, but I mean you could have hurt yourself.
Safely strapped in with my seatbelt, wink, wink. And I was just trying to get out of a cul-de-sac. I got stuck.
You didn't roll it, though.
No, I actually just... I could have.
Oh, you got it, but you ended up in the ditch, right?
Yeah, I did.
See, he's crying wolf again, too. Didn't you think he rolled it?
Yep.
Yeah,
he just slid into a ditch.
Well, I mean...
No big deal.
He's got diabetes.
That's a big deal. Yeah. It is going to take me out. It took my mother out.
Well, it can be a... Robert, don't get me wrong.
How can you blow that off?
That letter
your doctor read. How can you just completely... I mean, if you did what you're supposed to do, it's not that big a hassle.
It's complicated. Diabetes is a silent killer. It's almost like smoking. It creeps up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I can eat all the crap I want, and it won't bother me until you die. I got a pus bubble in my left ass cheek, and it has to be cut out, and I'm bleeding and leaking pus for 2 weeks. That was fun.
Okay, I hate to be Mr. Obvious. Why don't you just change your diet?
I like chitlins. No, just kidding. I like hamburgers. I love hot dogs. I try. Nobody's in shape in this room, so F all of you.
No, you're right. Nobody's in shape.
Nobody's in shape. You got one kidney. You smoke cigars.
That's
you
right.
drink.
So what? So what? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes. You know what I say? Bring diabetes on. Hell, I take diabetes out for a dance
you
on a
drink
weekend.
Martinis.
Wait. But can't you can do all things, right?
Yeah.
You can eat whatever you want. You just have to eat it in like moderation, right?
Yes.
Diabetes.
Man with a heavy big belly.
Diabetes can be a killer, but your doctor has given you a letter telling you that if you cut out this stuff, your diabetes will be fine.
F it. Will somebody give me sickle cell so I can just drop dead right now, please? Thank you.
Is it all right? I don't know anything about the disease. Is it so hard to maintain? I mean, would you have to dramatically change the way you eat,
just the
drink,
intake.
Everything?
I don't want to talk about this no more.
Oh wow!
Right?
God damn it!
Diet and exercise, and in bigger cases, my father takes a needle twice a day.
I take two needles. I took a needle on the show. Remember, I bought the
needle. Oh, that's right. You take your needle.
Yeah, I shot myself in the right breast.
Getting his edge back. Though. So you've been there. You've been living with this for a long time.
For 20 years.
And so you get tired of the doctor saying this.
Get tired of everybody.
Mm,
tired of the advice, lose weight, blah, blah, blah. You know what? We're all going to die. If diabetes was keeping me from living forever, I would care about it. But I'm going to Thailand, and I'm going to catch a sexually transmitted disease, and I'm going to bring it back to the show.
Good for you. So
how about that?
Your plan is to go over there and get an Asian sexually transmitted disease.
I'm going
to
get married. I'm going to marry a little slant-eyed.
Now that's not nice. So if you're going to marry...
They know their place in America.
Very super.
Just don't bring them back. I'm going to keep them over there and have me some nice Thai mix, black child.
Children are beautiful.
That this white girl would love.
You're going to marry a woman, have a baby with her, and keep them over there.
I might not come back, damn it. I can get the Donnie Mike show on the internet in Thailand.
Sure. But
I don't have to come back.
What if you go to Thailand and the diabetes kicks in? You don't want to end it all.
That's a good point, Don. For the next 38 days, I'm keeping it level. I lost 10 pounds. Since
you look good. You look good. I'm not kidding you. You look good.
You do look good.
I can see myself better.
Wait a minute. You have lost weight.
Yeah.
You have lost weight.
I've lost my appetite. It's harder to eat with the teeth, So I'm trying to do better.
So you are doing better.
Whatever, man.
So what is the doom and gloom? You're coming in
you
with
just,
this.
What are you
I'm
coming
not doom and gloom.
About?
You're coming into the thing from your doctor.
And when are you going to Thailand?
April 8th.
Thailand's right around the corner.
And you're holding onto the diabetes thing like the big send off.
I thought it would be. I thought it'd be fun.
Nah, it's nothing. Please get out of here. Come on.
Okay.
I'll take anything that ends in rhea. Gonorrhea, diarrhea, pyorrhea.
Let us get the bounce shot. I thought it would be.
He's going to get that when he comes back from Thailand.
I'm not going to get anything in Thailand. I'm going to go to the church and study and hand out Bibles.
Right.
To try to convert these heathens.
Bangkok's in Thailand. I mean, it's not a totally primitive culture.
Well, if it's anything like the Dominican Republic, they need help.
I'm sure there are areas of Thailand that need help.
Yeah, so I'm going to go there and try to...
Oh, your fans are calling, Robert.
I haven't said anything controversial.
No, you haven't.
Gary, your fans are calling. You see every light's ring up says Robert. Hello, Don and Mike
show.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, just Robert, think of the positive thing. If you lose your right foot, you can be like Kucha Kente and start in Kucha Kente 2.
There they are. He's not answering, sir.
There we go. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Joe?
No, this is Don and Mike Dumas. Hello.
Hello. I want to empathize with Robert. I got that same letter on Valentine's Day myself.
Wow.
But you know,
hey, these headphones are too high. Can you turn this?
You got a control right there.
There is a white man who shares your ailment, Robert.
That's mine.
Whatever.
Under there.
What? Oh, put mine underneath the desk.
That's right.
What is the problem now?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. We put that control under there just because you're black.
Yeah.
Rob was territory. Did you see Rob come over?
No, what was
that's happening? Mine.
That's mine, Blackie.
My head.
That's mine, Blackie.
What's the problem?
Robert was black hands off my knobs, Blackie.
Robert was looking for the thing to turn up his headphones.
He was looking for his headphone thing, and I said, there's the control over there, and he went over, and Rob just came over and said, that's mine. That's mine, Darkie. Get your colored hands off my white knobs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sorry, Rob. Sorry, I broke the fourth level.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, Robert, I got a case of Snickers bars, regular soda, and a nice box of Krispy Kreme donuts for you there, buddy.
How about your sister, because she has AIDS? Cut off the middleman.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I don't know who they're talking to.
Hello.
What?
Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell Don and Mike, just leave you alone, you know, and be one less black person we got to worry about. Just go ahead and kick the bucket and we'll be all right.
Thank you, sir. You have a nice evening and drop dead.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're home for tolerance.
Hey, guys. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Robert, dude, I don't want to get all heavy on you and everything, but I just met a guy last week who has two artificial legs because of diabetes. Do what your doctor say, you big dummy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what is this, Fred Sanford Hour?
Yeah, this really, it seems to be a thing.
I tell you what, he loses
credibility.
People are just trying to speak in a language Robert understands.
Well, what did you say a moment ago, Tom? This is your home for tolerance?
Yes.
I might just...
this is a big one.
I might just go to Iraq.
What, volunteer to go over there and serve your country?
I'll be a security officer.
You've been in the military, haven't you?
No.
You've never been in the military?
No.
What do you want to do?
They found me out after they found I was gay.
What do you want to do? Go there and be like a human shield?
Yeah. Darkies up front.
No gay.
I saw the South Park movie.
No gay diabetics.
Operation Get Behind the Darkies. Remember that? Yeah.
No gay diabetics in the military?
Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword, don't you think?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, why do you suppose that the Black History Month is the shortest month of the year?
Because I don't really care about Black History Month.
Don't we get,
I am Black History.
Don't okay? we get this call every year?
Every
year. We have Robert
year.
On the show.
Don always has some lame-ass contest, like the Redneck Olympics, or he brings me on the next to last day and to squeeze me in because he can't find somebody with a 5-pound chewed-up bubblegum wrapper or something from Toledo.
Black history is very important, Robert.
Not to you.
Yeah, it's very important.
Care less.
Very important. This whole segment
why
is important.
Why you got a rubber flag in the back of your car? You take it out.
Because it's pretty.
Yeah, okay.
Because it matches my car, that's
why. I
want
to meet the guy with...
And be honest, I don't just have a rebel flag. I've got that thing in the back of my car that makes the entire back window look like a rebel
flag.
Yeah,
his turn signal is on stressed out straight.
Don't, you see my mud flaps? Don't tread on me. Yosemite Sands.
Darkie.
N-word underneath.
Yeah.
What is
back
the,
off, N-word.
Who's the guy with the racist plate that you were talking about the other day?
Arian. I don't know who that guy is.
Well, we got to meet him.
We don't know.
We got to meet him. I got a sledgehammer that got his name written on it.
He might be here today. The parking lot's full today.
See, I brought a list. I'm prepared.
Good.
Got funny bits.
All right, when we come back, we'll do a break about Black History Month.
Why are you wearing gloves?
Yeah, whatever you brought in.
In case I got to hit him, MF-er. I don't want no DNA on the jaw.
Okay, no problem.
You know?
Like the guy with the license plates.
Or you.
Or me.
You know? You're Irish. You like to fight, don't you?
I do.
You guys like to fight.
I
would love to box you one day.
I'd like
Wouldn't
to
that
box
be great?
You.
Boxing match.
I'd like to box you right now.
Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it. Just right now. You can keep the gloves.
You get the first hit.
As hard as I want?
As hard as you want. Anywhere you want to do it.
No, you'd win.
No, I wouldn't win.
No, you'd
win. I'm a lover.
You're
a fighter. I wouldn't
want to hurt
the
you.
The only thing that works with me is this.
I wouldn't want to hurt a man with diabetes.
All only thing that works is my trigger finger.
See, now you scare me.
I'm
when you talk about that. See, that's it. We're talking fists. We're talking fists. I can go toe to toe with
him. Drop it down to the lowest level. This is Maryland. It's illegal to have a gun, so I don't have one.
I don't own any firearms at all.
Pussy.
Why am I a pussy for that?
Wuss.
I'll show you my.
You
what's pink what's what does
belly
he say?
My John L. Sullivan.
What's the thing that the guy says at Anchorman?
Anchorman.
I'll show you my John L. Sullivan and my whatever his name is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll show you Smith and Wesson.
I think Smith and Wesson would win.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
I wouldn't want to fight you.
Yeah, I love you, man.
I love you.
Guy. I love Don.
I love you,
hey,
too.
Hey, Rob. Buzz is my brother.
That's
Buzz
right.
is my, the guys in the back, they're great.
Oh, hold on.
You even got a black guy in the closet back there.
And yes, we keep him back there. Let's keep that quiet, please.
Yeah, I saw the chain.
Why do you think his nickname is Bear? Huh?
Hey.
Oh, he's a black guy in the closet. I thought Jeff Lockridge was here today.
Well, Don and Mike show. Mike, hey, he's a white guy.
Where's the white woman? Where's the white woman at?
Hey, Robert.
Who's this?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Robert.
What do you want?
Hey, Robert.
I saw episode I Love Lucy. What was his name? Ricky Ricardo.
Did you hear Tom a moment ago? Did you hear Tom when he said he hates black people?
Tom, remember, I know where you were born and raised. You were born and raised in, you know, white area. Rich money.
Hey,
it just
Robert.
So happened that you were retarded,
you know,
and you couldn't take advantage of having a good education and a good area to be raised, but you're a retard.
God has burned
your soul because you are retarded. You can hate black people all you want, but when you die, you have the same life you like that you were born with. Retard.
Who's winning?
Group home.
Monkey.
Group home.
Monkey.
Go home and call the orderlies a monkey, and he'll lock your ass up in the broom closet like they do every Saturday night just to make fun of your retarded ass while they go out and have sex with your dead mother's body.
Watch it, you monkey.
Monkey. That's all you can say because that's the only thing you can spell. Retard. That's why you got left back in the third grade.
Watch it, you monkey.
I got a trophy because I achieved in life. You got nothing but sword underwear. Retard.
Retard.
A good day for you is not pissing in your pants.
Up.
A good day for you is just urine in your pants. Number
monkey.
One in your belly.
Monkey.
Number one. Pull your pants up to your mitts. Pull your pants up to your mitts, you retard. You're not even a Rain Man.
Wait.
You're just a dumb man.
Monkey.
You're a dumb white man.
Watch it.
You might as well run for president. Why don't you run for president, retard?
Watch it.
Run for president of Uruguay, retard.
Watch it.
Why don't you die? Why don't you jump in front of a metro bus and call it an accident so your relatives can get some money? Go die. Die. Die, retard.
Fuck your ears.
Hey, the Nazis would have killed you too, retard. They'd have done experiments on you first. They'd have cut your mitts off and tried to see where your brain was. Retard. Retard. Flamidomide, baby. Flamidomide. Paint chip. Frosted paint chips, retard. Frosted paint chips with glue for milk. Frosted paint chips with glue for milk, you goddamn retard.
Tom, what was your last word on the topic? Tom.
Oh.
The payphone hung up at the group home because you only get 4 minutes.
Tom is gone.
You beat him down, Robert.
Winner! Black history.
Winner.
There's no retarded history,
Robert.
Month. No retarded history, Month. You notice that, right? They only get a couple of minutes because they can't pay attention that long. Because
they're
retarded. Retard.
Quite a battle royale there.
Oh, I love a retard.
Okay, he's gone now, Robert.
He's like a
puppy.
You slap him on the nose and he comes back.
He's gone.
Says, hit me again, master.
You beat him.
You know what? If retards were slaves, they'd still be slaves today because they wouldn't know any difference. Because they're retarded. They'd still be picking cotton.
Wow. What a great segment. I love you, Robert.
Retarded History Month.
I love you.
Well, you came in all mellow, but you certainly have raised the bar.
All it takes is Tom Gunn and retard.
All right, we'll come back and we'll continue our tribute to Black History Month.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Including my trip to Paris.
Oh, that's right. You went to Paris.
Oh. C'est bon.
Gay Paris.
Bravo. What a smell. Woo.
Really?
Oh, a lot of stereotypes about the French are true.
Excellent.
All right, we'll pick this up with Robert as we continue.
All right, let me get out the studio.
Get out of here, please. That's right. Get out of here.
There he goes.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Chased by the whip.
Boy.
Oh. Oh, my.
No, he let it slide today. He's having a good day today.
He is having a good day.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I tell you, when you get that retard monkey thing going.
They're going crazy.
I don't know about you guys in your car. I could just sit back and listen to that like for 4 hours. Retard monkey.
It's
retard
like a prize
monkey,
fight.
Retard monkey. Boom, boom.
Incredible.
And then down goes Calvin.
He just bailed.
Down goes Gavin.
All these back on the line.
I think we made some progress here today.
Hey, Tom.
Yo.
He knocked you out, Tom.
He kicked your ass.
Did I win, Don?
No, he kicked your ass, Tom.
No, I beat his ass.
No, he beat you. He beat you fair and square.
He beat you, Tom.
I beat his ass.
No, you hung up. You hung up.
I beat his ass.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to box his ass up.
No, you didn't.
Tom, you should not hate black people.
I'm going to box his ass up.
Tom, you should start listening and paying attention to what Don says.
You should not. Hey, Mike. Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, Don's speaking to you. Listen to him.
I want you to say, like Jerry Maguire, say, I love black people.
I love black people.
See? What a good boy.
Very good.
Practice that. There you go.
See, some good came out of that.
Now, do you mean it, Tom?
I mean it. I love black people.
There you go.
Very good, Tom.
Hey, Robert.
He left the studio.
Not in the room.
Oh, he did? He's already gone.
Oh, he's coming back in now. Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
There he is.
He's coming back in. Tom just said he loves black people, Robert.
He said it like Jerry Maguire.
He just said it, and he said it twice.
Hey, Robert.
Retards.
Oh, dear.
There's no place in this world for retards.
Oh, my.
I don't want them in the locker room with me. I don't want them looking at my naked body because they have that monkey strength. And they're retarded, too, so they don't know any better. That's why you can't put them to death when they kill somebody, because they don't know any better.
I should point out, while you're doing that, you're playing the same game that Super Dave did with those headphones.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
Tell Robert I'm in Ocean City.
Robert, Tom wants you to know that he's in Ocean City.
Ocean City? Keep walking. Go up there with a cup and put dark glasses on. Retarded will work the money.
Every single special ad.
I see the classroom you went to. I used to deliver their mail.
They all had rubber jackets for you.
Tom, what, Tom?
Cut his mic off so I can talk to you all.
Go ahead. What, Tom?
I'm going to tell every single postman at the McLean Post Office what he's doing to me.
Is that the post office you work at, Robert?
McLean Post Office.
Hey, they all know about you. You're like a speed bump. We ride over you every other day, retard.
We deliver to the group home.
We put your meals in the back of our truck and let them get cold. Retard. Orderly's going to put you in the closet.
Fuck your ears.
Hey, that's dog food you're eating. The orderlies are black and they hate you. They hate you.
Number one every day.
Hey, Don.
Get him at the studio for a minute, please.
What? I'm here. You're not here.
Hey, Tom. Take us a break, please.
John and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib.
What else?
You ain't soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, the cups. Pour them a hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl man. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for $100?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You get jokes, right? I like Murray Head jokes. I do.
One night in Bangkok. That's where he was, right?
Yeah. He's going April 8th.
Oh. So good.
Right.
and Mike.
All right, bring him back. We're running out of time. We're going to do our Black History Month tribute. Here again is our friend Robert the Mailman. Hey, Bob. How are you, Robert?
All right. How are you doing?
Bobby DeNegro, another one of your stage names. Robert the Mailman. Bobby Mailman.
I know I asked you this before, but who is... Who is the lady gracing that T-shirt?
Her name is Buffy the Body.
Buffy the Body. Is
she's
gracing
the pages of a lot of black men's magazines that you would have no idea.
Is she a porn actress?
No, she's just a
model.
Just a model. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of women that look like her, but and, they're not seen in stuff.
Would
like
I be correct in saying Baby Got Back?
Of course she does.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, they all do.
We were talking about Xbox Live the other day, and we put something on. I gave out. I got a new gamer tag to give out to the great unwashed.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of people that turned on Xbox today. It was like 15 messages, and two of the people wrote, "What is Robert's gamer tag? Would you mind if I give that out?"
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I'm not going to pay $50 to play Xbox two or three times a year. Besides, one of the great tragedies in my life recently was the fact that Don told me he would play me at his house and have a drink, and it never came to fruition.
I lied.
Okay. Well,
I mean, that's I lied.
That was cold, and I feel
I'm a liar.
When I hear you talk about Xbox,
I'm like, all
I feel
whites.
Like I'm stabbed
I lie.
In the back. I do feel that. Because
have you ever been to my house?
No.
I thought that was all ready to go at one point.
It was.
Who was the black fellow I had at my house?
You did.
That would be Mr. 40.
Right. I know I had one black guy at my house one time.
Two, really.
And his brother Grady.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, but
Grady Smoke.
No, you know.
What are you pouring there? What are you pouring?
This is some rum I bought back from France. It's called Negrita.
From your trip to Paris?
Yeah.
Negrita. Did you just see that and think of us?
When I saw that, I thought Rob, it'd be Rob Spiewak and Don Geronimo makers, you know, brewers.
Yes.
But
song by Elton John, isn't it?
How is it? Have you tried it?
No, I thought I'd break bread with you guys.
Negrita.
Negrita.
He's pouring a little cocktail for all of us. It's awfully strong.
I can smell it.
A French rum. Rum is by itself is quite strong.
And you know,
but you know, there are some Coca-Cola products in here that might help that.
You know, the French serve everything at room temperature. So
mm-hmm, yeah.
That was one experience that.
How did you find France?
France, and this is going to sound real gay, is a very beautiful city that I went to.
That's nice, faggot.
HIV positive.
Paris is a very beautiful
Paris
city.
Paris is a very beautiful city.
Those are nice shoes, Buzz has on.
Sorry, hold on a second. Where's the one that says gay,
but not too gay?
Gay.
Just don't go to another country or a city with that varied history just to get laid. You go there to see the scenery, to take in the ambiance.
But were you looking for French chicks?
I didn't have time.
You what?
What did you do?
I went on a boat trip. I went to the Eiffel Tower and had lunch.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay? How long did you stay in Paris?
4 days.
Four days.
I spent New Year's there. I went to the Eiffel Tower on New Year's Eve and took pictures. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Paris is a beautiful city and it is for lovers.
What about the smell? You were alluding to that before the break.
As soon as I got off the plane, airport security or police officer walked past me, and I smelled wet dog.
You smelled wet dog.
The musk from the body.
Uh-huh.
Bad.
Really?
How do the French people treat the black man?
John, I hate to say it because it's going to make you sad. They don't discriminate as far as color.
No, it's
they discriminate against
it's traditionally
English
one of the most non-discriminating
language.
Cultures in the world,
American. If you're American, if you're English, they don't like you. So with me walking around with my Laker uniform on, you know, I didn't get a lot of love out
so
there.
So they didn't like a black man from America?
No, but I did take a lot of pictures. I was at the Royal Gardens. I took a boat trip on the the sand. And
the travelogue you've got here.
Look at this. Here's a picture. What do we have here?
That's me
at the Royal Gardens. And,
where is this?
In Paris.
But I know it's Paris, but where in
the
Paris?
Royal Gardens.
The Royal
right
Gardens.
Right next to the Louvre.
Hey, can we put this on our website?
Of course you can.
You know what, Robert? This is a good picture of you, you son of a bitch.
I like you.
So I'm a world traveler. I've taken the ambiance of
putting that right up here.
Hey, who's this hot French chick?
She just stepped into my picture. I didn't invite her. I didn't pay her. She just wanted to be next to a brother.
You didn't bump into any French hookers at all?
I went out one night. I'll tell you the truth. I went out one night looking.
Right.
And everything was shut down around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But I did go look for some.
Well, doesn't
and I was only 2 hours from Amsterdam.
So like the Moulin Rouge and, all, and the burlesque.
Yeah, they
and all
have
that.
All that stuff. But I don't want to just sit there and look at that. I've been in East Baltimore. I've seen ass up on stage. I don't want to
don't look at it.
You so you weren't interested in looking at the ladies in France?
No, the women were very pretty. A lot of European, the different odds.
Like
shapes.
On the street, they
yeah.
were pretty
yeah.
women to look at?
A lot of mixed, a lot of, like you said, mixed race.
You know my motto.
Chardes,
don't just look at it, eat it.
Hey, I'll be doing that soon
I
enough.
Didn't know that was it. You have many mottos, but that's a new one that you have there.
This is picture of me showing off.
Don't just look at it,
eat it.
It.
I just wanted to make sure
and
I got that down.
This is Robert standing. Wow. Yeah, you got a tricked out, what is that, a Denali? What is
yeah.
that? And what's
that's the Chrysler 300. Jesus. And notice the boat on the back of the Yukon.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Brother's doing good.
That's nice. You were able to steal a couple of cars when you were in France.
That's taken in Alexandria. A
oh.
ass hat.
Oh, these are local cars
that's,
you stole.
That's
whenever I see a picture of Robert with a very nice vehicle.
Robert is very happy with his possessions.
Are these your vehicles?
Yeah, Don. One of them is downstairs.
With your one car, not your SUV, you've got the special...
Butterfly
doors. The butterfly doors?
Yeah,
wow.
All of them are tricked out. All of them have TVs.
I thought you had a black Denali. When did you get the white Denali?
I traded it in. I like white to be underneath me.
How big are your rims?
What happened to those? Those are 24s. And 22s on the little car.
What do you have that thing on the front that, what do you got on the front there?
That's
like
just
that?
A bull bar. That's to keep you from when you hit something. I've hit people.
You like the bull bar?
Yeah.
All
right. I think Dom wants the bull bar.
I hook him up.
It looks cool.
It does. I like bull bars. I like
that,
bull bars on any.
I'll send you to it.
I like it.
Bull bars look good on any SUV.
So, will you partake in, will you share, will you break bread with me?
Some of your Negrisha drinks?
I would love to. I would
absolutely.
Love to.
Here we go. Let's celebrate Black
History Month.
It has definitely got a nice little
let's
bouquet.
Let's put these pictures of Robert up on our website so everybody can see them. And
let us all enjoy a little taste of Negrisha.
And you know what? I'll say this again. You're a good-looking man, Robert. You're an ass in real life, but you're a good-looking guy.
I appreciate that.
And you come to play when you're on the show. You always bring fun stuff.
Like, okay.
Oh, God, this stuff smells like vagine.
Well, it is French.
Well, like,
you lucky I didn't try to bring some of that French perfume.
Bad machine, doesn't
okay.
it?
I'm so pathetic.
To Black History Month.
I don't mind
month
the smell of it.
And Retard Weekend.
Here.
Easter bread. Cheers.
Mmm.
Oh.
That's strong. That's, what are you guys doing? Wow. Why
I can take like one half a sip of that.
Why are you all recoiling? It's just alcohol.
That's not like wine. That's like whiskey or something.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's wrong. Yes, it is. Yeah,
that's
very
wrong.
Strong.
Yeah, yeah, you need to chase it with it like battery acid or something.
Oh, Jesus
man.
Christ. Here you go, Mike. You can
remove
finish
no.
mine if you want.
No, no, fine. Remove.
Come on, finish it up. Come on.
No,
come on, Dr. Man. Come on, Dr. Man. Oh. Grey Goose Man.
All right, Black Man.
All
right.
Here
you go.
Oh.
Oh.
Eat your heart out, Mr. 40.
There you go.
That is strong stuff.
There you go, Black Man.
I know I only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to go through my list right quick.
Robert wow, Floyd. That is strong.
Why you guys gag on everything?
That is strong, Robert.
First on my list.
That is not made for white people.
Ooh, sure it is.
Let me see the bottom.
That has to be diluted for white people to drink it.
It's in French.
That is
it's
too French. Strong. Too strong for white people.
What'd you think, Buzz?
I think it's very strong.
Yeah. like bull.
Yeah.
Strong like bull.
Yeah.
Strong like bull.
And it's okay. Got a lovely picture of a woman of color on the...
Well, it's called Negrita.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a black Greta is at a restaurant. You'd know that if you had one. Negrita. Bada beans.
I like that.
So, I'm going to run this down because I know you bought it. First on my list for Black History Month is Michael Richards. I want to thank him for letting white people finally know why there'll never be close enough or enough love between the races for us to allow white people to use the N-word. Because we know what you mean by it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All second right. on my list is George Washington Carver versus Percy Julian. Now, the white man likes to pump up Mr.
George Washington Carver right.
for the peanut.
The peanut man.
Because... And it's always said with a smile. He did a thousand things with the peanut. Ha, ha, ha. Well.
So you mean you think there's an underlying...
There's a put-down there.
Like put-down.
A put-down. Okay. But this gentleman, Dr. Percy Julian, he did a lot of things with the soybean. And we all know how important the soybean is in American society today. This guy was a great guy. So if anything comes out of this little segment, look up Percy Julian, white people. Thank you.
So you're saying this is an unknown
great
man of history.
Great man.
Right. I enjoy when you address the audience as white people.
True.
I was going to get into Don and Mike Broken Promises, where we already spoke about the game that never happened and the jacket that Mike never bought me.
You know what?
What jacket was I supposed to buy you?
You were supposed to buy me a Don and Mike jacket when you first started.
Yeah, you did. Hey, you big faker. You did promise him that from our website.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
But you both
lied. You could get it out of inventory, Mike.
Glad I forgot that one.
Well, it's cool, but I just have... You know, I don't come on that much anymore, but I do listen, and I do support Dynamite Show. And you did break my heart with the game, and you broke my heart.
All right, let's, Rob, can we get him a jacket?
I don't think so.
At least he's honest.
Yes, up
That's
front.
The first honest white person I've ever met. Just kidding.
What size?
4XL.
4X?
I'm a big brother.
You're not a 4X.
A 3X. I'm losing weight.
You know that jacket? You'd be fine in a 2X.
I'm double X. Okay, Rob, do we have a double X?
No, we don't have that.
Oh, come on, stop it.
What if he was white?
Oh, we have
plenty.
All right, Rob.
They come with a sheet, right?
Get one for me.
Okay.
Do you speak code? Yeah, right. Get one for me. Just gave me the wink like, yeah, probably good for me.
Get one for me.
Get one for me.
Thank you.
I will tell my first N-word joke, but we don't go there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You can tell one if you want. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not funny, but it's the first white person that ever had the gall to tell an N-word joke to me, to my face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's like 1988 and 85.
Did you laugh?
No, because I was offended.
You were offended.
So the guy, I mean, it's a whole bunch of white people, just one brother, because, you know, you feel safe in that environment. So the guy says, he walks up to me, and and I'm working for him. He says, he starts sniffing. He said, I smell a gar. And the guy in the back said, a cigar? He said, no, a nigar.
That was the joke?
That was the joke. But,
well, that's not really a joke.
Yeah, but everybody laughed.
Tom Hanks is laughing.
Yeah, Rob is smiling. He's going to tell Chuck that this evening. That was my first N-word joke. That bothered me a lot. I'm still in my mind, obviously.
Still affects you.
Still in my mind. All right. And Tom from right down, if I can catch you, I'll kick
yes.
Never mind. Anyway.
What? What else?
Not a good joke.
It's a brutal layoff.
Paul Mooney, kiss my ass.
Not
have you ever had this guy on?
Who?
Paul Mooney, the comedian.
Never heard of Paul Mooney.
Yes, you have. He used to write for Richard Pryor.
The guy was always
using the N-word, and now he's trying to take it back because of Michael Richards.
I swear I've never heard of him. If you write his name down, I'll Google him.
Is he an older guy?
I'll Google him.
Like a really old guy?
Did he write for Richard Pryor, like with Richard Pryor back on the Sunset Strip? Is that the era?
All those days.
Well, I don't remember him.
Oh, please.
I'm lying to you like all white people do.
Last but not least.
Come to my house, Robert.
I'm lying to you.
Hey, when you come to
know what, Don? I'm a mailman. All it takes is a phone call. Find out where you live.
Listen, you bastard.
All it takes is a phone call.
When you go to his house.
Dip S.
When you go to his house, wear your jacket.
Well,
hey, you're getting that jacket.
Well, I know where you live at, Rob, so let's keep laughing.
You're always welcome.
Yeah.
Always welcome.
Yeah, right where the cross is burning, right? We're open all night.
Don't burn your
But you had some more material.
Well, this is, we need reparations. I feel that as a black man, I want some money.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Oh, is this about the slave thing again?
The slave thing.
The slave thing.
So you're talking about.
When will you people let that go?
Al Sharpton just found out that he was owned by who?
Strom Thurmond.
That's right.
Strom Thurmond, there was a connection.
So every time he writes his name, he knows he was owned by a racist Southern family. And it's not right. I want some money. I want some food stamps.
Uh-huh.
I want 40 acres and a white woman. That's what I want.
40 acres.
You want reparation?
I want reparation. I want some money. I want to go tax-free for a couple of years. I want the government to officially apologize to my black ass.
Uh-huh.
You ordinary white people don't have to do a thing. The government can do it.
All right. It's going to be all done. Well,
Hold on.
The Virginia legislature just came out with an apology.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
We have to hit a break.
I'm going
to
leave.
I want to throw this out to you. This is now serious.
Okay.
Because I do love you. You big turd. You big black turd.
Bastard, my black
you
bastard.
Black bastard. If you,
come and eat me.
If you promise, seriously, promise to do that diabetes crap, you tell me when you want to come out, we will make a night of it. We'll get all of your soul food together.
I don't eat soul food, John. We'll have
the big 45s.
What do you eat for your stomach, Mr. In Shape? I see your tie. It only reaches to your belly button.
I think you've offended him with that invite.
Yeah,
the soul
we'll
food.
Get all the soul food. I was going to bring soul food in. I'll bring soul
I
food
will
in.
Bring, I will get fried chicken. I will get watermelon for you. Whatever you want.
He got you. He finally got you.
Okay. Seriously, now, hold on.
We just found out who Tom Gavin's father is.
Listen,
America.
You black bastard. I love you, and I mean this seriously.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
If you stick
when
to
I come
diet,
back, when I come back from Thailand,
when are you coming back?
Then,
when are you coming back?
I'll be there for 2 weeks.
Okay. Can you stick to your? I know you want to get laid in Thailand. Can you stick to your diabetes thing? Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna. I have to.
Then I am serious as cancer with you. Really, Robert. Look at me. You take care of this, please.
I'm already hurt.
I swear to God.
I gave up my Xbox.
Oh, you pussy. You pussy. Listen, come on.
I'm already gay because I went to Paris. And
all right, the bottom line, are you going over to his house or not?
I want to come to his house.
All but right. Are you going to take care of yourself?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
and I'll get the jacket. Rob, am I going to get the jacket for him?
Of course.
I'll get the jacket for him.
I'm just kidding, man.
I'll get you the jacket.
And Buzz, I'd like to thank you for the book on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You're a great guy.
You're welcome.
I love coming on the show. It's been a while.
Hold on, how'd you do that? Was that the deal we had him on the show, like, for 1 minute?
I got a couple of books, and I saved one for
Robert.
Did you bring any porn with you today?
I got porn in the car, but it's Asian.
Asian porn?
Yeah.
You're getting yourself all ramped up for Thailand?
No, I've always had that.
And really?
A guy, one of my friends gave me this Thai tape to read. And every other woman just looks like a potential hooker. I'm so happy.
So the Thai stuff is good.
I can't wait to go to Thailand. I'm going to call you guys from the hotel.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to get some little ling-lings to say, we love Ronnie and Mike.
All right, get out of here.
We love
Ronnie.
Thank
you, Robert.
Happy Black History Month.
Robert the Angry
Man. Happy Black History Month.
Take care of yourself, please.
I will see you when I get back.
All right. There he goes.
The bastard, get out of here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure. Don't fall.
Oh, wow. Is he trying to give his soul brother handshake?
No, I was trying to do it with him. He wouldn't have any of it. No, he didn't want it.
Good night.
There you go. Take yourself.
Take care.
Get out of here, Robert.
He's drive carefully.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, black man.
There he goes. That's Robert the Angry Mailman, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, come on in, Joe. When you write a joke this funny, come in and say it yourself.
How are you doing, Joe?
Here you go. Go ahead. Here's Joe with a joke.
I have reparations for Robert.
All right.
Robert?
How nice.
I owe Robert 40 ounces of Colt 45.
That's not even funny. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank
That's
you,
the
Robert.
Obvious. We knew that.
Rob likes it.
You walked all the way in here from your busy job to tell that lame
Thank you, Robert.
Joke.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't deserve minimum wage.
Don't take your goddamn diabetes medicine.
Good night, gentlemen. Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
Just call me N-word.
There he goes.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye-bye.
That was Joe's joke. Good call letting Joe read it. And he's out the door.
Friend Rob.
He is right out the door right now.
He's never coming to my house. He just lied right to his face again.
I think he knows, man.
What the hell? Go ahead. Take as much sugar as you want. Diabetes can't kill you, you bastard.
Mike, you think he'd settle for a shirt? Really?
Sure. Yeah. We'll get a shirt. Small shirt.
Small.
One of the, you know, the odd sizes.
Yeah.
What do they call them?
A factory second.
Yes, factory second.
A factory second. Really, sure. No problem.
With the wrong thread count.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes. No problem at all.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. He'll be happy with that.
Of course he will.
Sure. He gives me a headache, and that booze, I don't know, how much of that did you drink?
I just had a tiny sip. It's very strong.
I had one
it
sip.
It should be mixed with something.
I had one sip, and it was like,
very strong. Very, very strong.
Not Absinthe City, but.
But you know what that.
Put in a glass.
Do you know what that would? You know what that would sing in? One of your Diet Cherry Cokes.
Uh-huh.
Cherry Vanilla Coke.
Add a little Cherry Coke to mine.
Oh, did you really? Do we have any Cherry Coke lying around?
We do, Mike.
That's a joke.
I'm scared.
I came up today. What do you have?
I have some of Joe's.
I don't want Go-Cola. I want Diet Cherry. There are 500 cases.
Give him some of my Diet Black
and a little ice, and I will nurse that for the rest of the show.
Okay,
you know, give him a cocktail, for goodness sake.
Because, you know, really, did he take the bottle with him?
He did.
He brought it all the way from France.
Jeez.
So he's going to leave it. I think this will be plenty.
I didn't really drink mine.
Oh, okay. Good. And now all I need is a little Diet Cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. Or a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
Fair
These
amount.
Are nice pictures.
And a little ice, and that'll...
Yeah, perfect.
And it sings, right?
Not bad.
You're going to have a good newscast today, aren't you?
I think so.
All right.
Hey, Rob, look at this picture.
Yes.
What is it about them and their automobiles?
You two behavior. No. Talk about that later.
Turn my head for 1 minute.
I turned my head for one
I'm
minute.
I'm as bad. Rob's called me bad names before because I like my car. Rob's called me awful names, and I'm not even black.
I know.
You're not, Don.
I know. You're not even black.
Shut up, Rob.
Not even black.
Sit down, Rob.
All right, hey.
Leave the state, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
As Tom would say.
This is when I don't even make... I'm not making eye contact with you, Rob.
Is Charlie here?
Yes. Charlie is here, as a matter of fact. Hey, this will be perfect.
We have a Charlie...
Charlie's here, and there's Rob.
Oh, Mike's got booze, and we got a Charlie segment coming.
All right.
Right up.
Wonderful.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Somebody lit a doobie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now that wasn't much of a tape, was it?
Yeah. I like this music, though.
Here's another tape.
Oh.
Here's Keith Overman.
What if the story that Jesus was resurrected and rose to heaven had somehow been contradicted by new conclusive proof other than, you know, the laws of physics? Would any Christian denomination really call it a day and pack up shop?
Well, you know what it is? It is him.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja.
Like a life-altering herpetic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, friends, here we go. Charlie time. Now we have a star of tomorrow today on our telephone.
Really?
Her name is Lynn Marie. Let me give you a taste of her brand new hit CD.
Please.
Her brand new hit CD is called Party Dress.
Party Dress.
Mm. Let's go to cut number... Ooh, how about cut number 14? She rocks out on the accordion. She's got her accordion. She's going to play for us live today. And Mike's got his glass of Negrita rum or whatever the hell that's called.
Negrita.
Negrita rum. We're ready for the Charlie interview. But first, let's hear from Rockin'
Lynn Marie.
K-F-R.
Box she wears on her chest.
See.
When daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. But she's playing all night. And the music all right.
That rocks out, huh?
Mama's got a squeeze.
Nice.
Daddy never sleeps at night.
Well, you like that, Charlie? Come on. Hey, Charlie.
Oh.
Wait, you didn't like that?
It's not that I didn't like that. It's,
what's the problem?
Did you have fun today on the show?
Oh. What do you mean?
Did you have fun with everybody you had on?
What do you mean, Tom and Robert?
Yeah. And the new tapes that you like from Merrill Howard Kalin?
Oh, you mean,
Well, hi, everybody! Gee, Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Gee, Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Who does that sound like?
Oh.
Play it again! Play it again! Play it again! Hi, everybody!
Very high-voiced.
Yep.
Charlie?
You know who that sounds like? I've got to tell you, that sounds just like Charlie.
Can I tell you something, though?
What?
Without tearing down the third wall or whatever we call it?
What?
He's real.
And I'm not. You unbelievable bastard! I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I come in here and you ask me to do this. And interview the silly lady with the accordion. Well, she might not be silly, but make it silly. And all I do is listen to Tom Gavin yelling at Robert, and it's just too much. Sometimes it's just overwhelming to me.
Can you please get into character?
You mean stupid Charlie?
For God's sake, would you please get into character?
Yes, get into this character, stupid Charlie, so that you can... Yes, Rob, Charlie. Oh, Lord, I've pronounced the R. Ass. You're all asses. Now, I would love to do just once. Just once in my life, I would love to do a legitimate interview with someone. I read. I go to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I study. I have degrees. But instead you say, get into your character. Is this the young lady with the accordion?
This is her other song.
I think she's incredibly talented.
Song, Stuck in the Middle with You.
But you don't want that from me. I know you. I know what you want.
Jerry Rafferty, Steeler's Wheel.
You want me to be dumb Charlie and say, Charlie, hello, pizza, ice cream.
Fancy,
but I think
please?
She's actually got... Is she a trained musician? You don't want those kind of questions, do you?
Not really, Charlie.
You want dumb Charlie?
You know we love dumb Charlie.
All right, I'm going to ask a favor.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you to open the door and then open it again so that I can come in and really properly make an entrance. And I will come in, but I want you to know.
Yes, Charlie?
I am not thrilled about a show that I have to appear on when I've been preceded by tapes from Merrill Howard Kalin.
Well, hi, everybody.
My point is made.
Yeah.
And also Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Not fair, but let me go out and I'll come back in and do it right now because I'm just not...
Let's
I'm just not happy
now.
About that.
Get into character,
well,
man.
I have to step outside and then step back
open
in.
The door.
Charlie. I'm going outside now. Because...
Stewart.
Hey, Charlie.
Accordion music. We're going to love accordion music. I love the accordion. We had an accordion player in the studio one time, Don. It was lots of fun. Hello, everybody. My name's Charlie. Starley Stewang Stavlek. Let's go to Six Flags. With the bald man. I love this.
Charlie, we have a rock star on the line for you today.
A rock star on the line.
Her name
we
is...
We like to party.
Her name
we
is...
We like to party, party. We like to party. Cause we're always Charlie, Charlie. We like to party. I'm here.
Her name is Lynn Marie.
Lynn Marie. Hello.
Right now. Hello, Lynn Marie.
Lynn Marie.
Yes.
Hello, Lynn Marie. My name's Charlie Stewang Stabilek, and you're on the Don and Mike Show.
And you are nuts.
I am a nut. They tell me that you play the accordion, isn't that right?
I'm scared, let me tell you that much.
Lynn Marie.
Yes.
May I ask you some questions, please?
Yes, you can.
I have a bunch of them.
Okay.
How long have you been playing the accordion?
Very long.
Very long. I can't play any musical instruments at all. I do play the kazoo, though.
Oh,
I didn't bring
sorry.
It with me. I didn't bring it with me today, though.
Oh, sorry.
Jay Leno called you the Dixie Chick of the accordion.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
You like Jay Leno, don't you, Charlie?
I think he's the funniest show. He's got really good bright lights on his show. That's right, Kevin Matthews. Can you play something for us, please?
Sure.
Okay. What are you
going
to play?
Are you going to dance?
I'm going to dance like crazy, Lynn Marie.
All right.
Like crazy, Lynn Marie.
Look at him go. Early. He's rocking out now.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Have another drink, Mike.
Bravo!
Did you dance?
I danced like crazy. My feet hurt. I was dancing.
Oh, good,
so
good,
much.
Good.
Why do you like the accordion so bad?
Why?
Why? Why, Lynn Marie? Why?
Maybe because not so many people play it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Charlie, look at
cool
the cover
sound.
Of... On the cover of her CD.
Can I see the CD, please?
Look what she's wearing on the cover of her CD.
Oh, I didn't know you... I thought you were older. I thought you were a lot older.
Ah, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Can I ask you something about the cover of your album?
Yes.
Are you wearing anything under there?
What does it look like?
It looks like you're not.
I'm not.
It looks like you don't got nothing on under there.
She's just got an accordion in front
that's
of her.
That's it. Just my accordion as my dress.
Charlie.
You got an accordion on?
Is it going to happen?
Is that you? Are you kind of like, bear under there? Are you bear?
I am.
No!
Oh. Have your sweatpants on, Charlie?
Oh, boy.
Can't you tell?
I'm sorry. I'm all discombobulated right now. I really am. Lynn Marie.
Yes.
Do you travel with a whole band of guys?
Yes.
Do you have a husband or a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
How many years you been married, lady?
I was 15. How's that?
Wow. Play me another song on your accordion because I want to dance.
You want to dance?
I want to dance, baby.
Charlie, what is the name of her CD?
Her CD is called Party Dress, Lynn Marie and the Box Hounds. Did I read that again? You know what, Don?
Here we go.
The only thing that's missing is the cake.
It's the cake.
It's the cake.
Never ending love for you.
Yeah.
From now on, that's all I want to do.
I want to do.
From the first time we met.
All right, now I've got the serious questions. Are you okay. ready?
Yes.
This is serious stuff all about Lynn Marie.
Do what?
This is serious stuff.
Serious stuff. Okay, I'm in.
I want
go
you
ahead.
To answer all my questions very seriously.
All right.
Please. Here we go. Question number one.
Okay.
What is your favorite food?
Potatoes.
Ew.
Not a good choice.
Any kind of potato. Fried. McDonald's french fries are
my favorite. McDonald's french fries. Okay. You got that one right. That's all right. What is your favorite time of day?
Day?
It's a hard one, Charlie.
Rainy.
No. What is your favorite time of day? Morning?
Day.
Lunch?
Early morning, like before the sun comes up.
Why?
No.
Because a whole new day, brand new beginning, all kinds of hope.
Wrong. It's always lunchtime. Or recess. That's the perfect answer.
Tell her how old you are, Charlie.
I'm 65.
Okay.
Am I 65, Rob? Rob, step up to the microphone. Say how old I am. Tell the nice lady, please.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
On December 13th.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Wait, well, is there a trick to this game? Like, am I supposed to be knowing the right answers or something?
Well, I have lots of questions, and when you answer a question, Lynn Marie,
yes.
that I actually think is the right answer, I get very excited. When you answer wrong, like just potato, I don't like that because, you know, a potato is gross. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so what, Rob, how old am I?
On December 13th, you were 66.
On December 13th, I was 66. What do you think of that, Lynn Marie?
I think that's great.
I'm over 65.
So any time of day is good for you, right?
I'm collecting Social Security. What do you think of that?
So any time of day is good for you.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Just between you and me, Lynn Marie and Charlie?
Yes.
Can you play Happy Birthday on your accordion?
Sure.
Because that's just about my favorite song.
That's your favorite song.
That's my favorite song.
Happy to you. Happy birthday to you.
Shut up.
Happy birthday, dear Charlie. Happy birthday to you.
He just made.
Ah, she said it this
he
time.
He just made.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God,
Lynn,
she said happy birthday to Charlie.
Hold on for just a moment, Lynn. Hold on just a moment. Are you tired of this yet, Charlie?
Jesus Christ.
Hold on, let me, now you leave and now you want the door again to come back in?
I don't know. This is tedious, Dom. What are you doing with the door?
Well,
please stop opening and closing the door.
Every time I hit the door, you change the personality.
Don't do that, please. Charlie. I don't want to play this game anymore, Don Geronimo. Stop it. Don't. Now you got to make me talk about this again. I don't like doing this. Don't. Don, what are you doing? You're exhausting me. This is frustrating and exhausting. And I don't mind telling you a little bit embarrassing also.
Would you wind it up with her, please?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Lynn Marie?
Yes!
Hi, listen, we've really enjoyed our time with you.
Well, thank you very much.
I really think that in this day and age of electric guitars and music that's made, with synthetics.
Yes, not
and,
real.
And all the drum machines, it's a really nice breath of fresh air. That a traditional instrument such as the accordion,
yes.
Which is more traditionally found in polka music, is
yes.
used in a contemporary style. And I think you are to be commended for that, man.
Thank you very much.
God bless. God bless you. And
you have a good day.
Much luck to you with box sounds and party dress. Ta-ta.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So long.
You tight ass.
Why am I a tight ass?
You know why you're a tight ass?
I'm a tight ass. Why? Because I showed this lady a modicum of respect. Is that what the problem is? Why are you mad at me, Don?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Don. I do. But now I have to resort back to why we don't understand these things that people do. She's a talented musician.
Yes.
She's accomplished. I don't understand. This is boring stuff. I'm the accordion. I don't understand. All I wanted to do was a simple interview with a very talented young lady who actually had nice things to say.
You know what's next?
What's next?
The news hour.
Well, finally, the only breath of fresh air on the entire Don and Mike show.
This
is the Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. Time for Bugs' News now.
The mayors of Boner City, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Somebody lit a tubie.
We never got to dissect 24 today. We'll do that. We'll probably interrupt you during the news, but
that's fine. How about that 24?
Or maybe we'll just save it till tomorrow and throw it into a big American Idol 24 ball.
A nice big package.
Nice big ball of TV. And don't forget tonight, Are You Smarter Than Joe Ardinger?
Yes, it comes on in that dreamy time slot right after American Idol.
We're just talking during the break, wondering why Fox would take a great show like the Greg House Show.
That's what I call it.
Dr. Greg
His name
House.
Is Greg House.
Greg House. Why you would take the Greg House Show and take Greg House and not run his show for like 3 weeks?
During ratings, it's very popular.
During the sweeps. I mean, I'm used now to my Tuesday night being Greg House Show.
Right.
No Greg House tonight.
Same reason I was just stunned when Rome was a repeat the other night.
Homo.
I love Rome.
The cheese stands alone.
I'm not sure how that type of thing is measured, but they're keeping it on the air, unlike some of the other cable shows I watch.
True
enough.
Now, here's Buzz, are you going to watch American Idol tonight?
You know, I hadn't planned on it.
Is tonight a night that they have a real singer, or do they, like one of those...
I think tonight is simply a performance show.
Because remember last week they had like the slide of John Bon Jovi, Tony Bennett, Diana Ross.
They bring those people in when they're going to work with the 12 finalists.
Wouldn't it be great if Greg House was on tonight?
And what do you think about our whore from American University? We have all of the uncensored photos of her on our website, AdonaMikeWebsite.com.
All right. Catholic University.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. American University is yours. I'm sorry.
Catholic
They're
University.
Both here in D.C., though.
They are.
She's a super whore.
I think Greg House would probably sing something from the Motown collection. Probably. If he really wanted to.
I think it does nothing but help her, incidentally. The fact that there are pictures of her on the toilet.
Now, do you believe in the BJ photos or not?
No, I believe...
I do.
Is it a look-alike?
I believe that it's her on the toilet. I believe it's her on the beach with her hand over her boobs. I don't believe it's her doing the...
I don't think it's a doctored photo, though. So I think the only way that would happen is if it was a lookalike.
I think it is a lookalike.
Really?
That's my theory.
Have you seen the pictures of her frolicking in the fountain?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've not seen those.
And it's I think it's the World War II Memorial Fountain.
Where she's got the tight white top on, and it's... those are professionally done.
I've not seen those either.
Well, it's nihilistic.
Google her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Everyone else has.
Good little whore. She's not tonight. Tonight is the Brown Donny Osmond, right?
You have to work really hard when you're Googling her to see the BJ photos, to see everything, because they block it out.
Yeah.
I finally found it. You unfiltered your search, right? How do you unfilter your search?
On preferences, on that Google page.
Yeah.
Click on that, go down to, no, I don't want you to filter my search results, and then click it again.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be in Happy City.
Well, thank you, Buzzy.
Buzz lives in Happy City.
That's true, Rob. I do. Welcome. Please, enter the gates. I love this story because it keeps giving. And it flies under everybody else's radar. But before we get to some of the serious stories of the day, we have to begin with an update of Heather Mills' planned appearance on Dancing with the Stars. Paul McCartney's ex is missing her left leg thanks to a motorcycle accident long ago. you might think,
you know, Tom, when you mentioned a terrible accident on this show,
Tom, she's got one leg.
Inappropriate, Tom.
The show can be funny.
Now, you might think the Federation of Disabled People would be proud of Heather, demonstrating there's no limit to what people with disabilities can do.
We are so proud of you.
No. Instead, they're hopping mad.
We hate you. I get that joke.
They say that if Heather's unhandicapped enough to dance, she shouldn't be needing that handicapped license plate anymore on her Mercedes, nor the convenient parking
space. This is insane. Are they really doing this to her?
The Federation of Disabled People.
Oh, my God. Step off, disabled people. And really, when are we going to take this competition to what we really want?
What?
Dancing with the Retards.
Amen.
Isn't that really what you want to see? You loved him on Life Goes On. Here he is.
Corky.
Maybe next season. You never know. You never know on Fox.
You could simplify the title, Dancing with the Tards.
Mm-hmm.
And if, then you've got something.
If it's
he's mentally retarded.
If it's the goal of our bosses to crush our spirits, they're succeeding. While productivity is up, a new report says Americans hate their jobs more than ever. Less than half of all Americans are satisfied in their jobs. That is an all-time low.
Or Dancing with the Kurds.
The Kurds?
I mean, and the ways.
Uh-huh.
Like you're using Kurd, not the people that are to the north of Iraq.
No, right? I'm using it
like... Are the Kurds to the north or the south
north.
Of Iraq?
I'm using it like in the nursery rhyme.
Yes, Kurds, way. Eating her Kurds in ways. Yeah. Way. Miss Muffet.
Mm-hmm. She was a little whore.
How about that name, huh?
Miss Muffet.
How could she be anything else with that name?
How many guys didn't hit on her tuffet? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Rhymes with stuffet.
Tuffet.
Sat on a tuffet.
And I saw Heather Mills on TV,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say this about her, that... I think there's a lot of people like myself who love the Beatles so much
yes.
that I want to romanticize everything about the Beatles, and I especially want to think that Paul had this great relationship with Linda,
right.
because like he put her on his records and everything, and Paul's a good guy. I saw her on TV saying, in essence, all she ever did was marry an icon,
right.
and all she ever did was kiss his ass, and he yelled at her, for not knowing titles of Beatles songs.
Heather Mills?
Yeah. And I found it to be kind of incriminating as a Paul fan.
Sounded believable.
Yeah, because what she said was, hey, listen, I post for nude photos.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. Right. Paul knew that.
Right.
It's not easy marrying an icon. Mm-hmm. I remember one time we were in an elevator and Hey Jude was playing and I didn't know what it was and he immediately started to berate me mm-hmm. and yell at me and tell me I'm an idiot.
Wow.
Yeah. And I found for the first time, I felt sympathetic towards her, and then I thought, maybe Paul's the bad Beatle.
Maybe he was devastated after Linda, though, and nobody could ever replace her. And maybe he's angry that Linda's gone, and he's taking that out on her. Maybe she'll like him better when he gives her $64 million.
Is that what he's going to give her?
That's roughly the settlement, I think.
And you know what that
that's
is for
fair.
Him?
Yeah.
Toilet paper money.
Yeah.
Really toilet paper
he's got
money.
All the money. Almost all the money.
Well,
I'm with Paul on that one.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be in the Beatles, though.
Money is money, Don.
Fewer than half Americans have Americans have jobs, and fewer than half of them are satisfied with them.
Satisfied.
Just 20 years ago, 61%
Joe.
Of them were satisfied. So what went wrong? A new annual...
How are you doing, Joe?
He's not being satisfied in your job.
But he is. An annual survey...
No, he's not.
No?
Did somebody beef in here? Just out of curiosity, and
or is that the room? Is it my breath going back? Anybody?
I did not. No.
I seem to smell something.
Hmm.
I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Don't know what that means.
Turn that off.
Jesus. The annual survey.
All that talk about $64 million.
You were talking
maybe
about,
it came out of me.
You were talking about money.
That's what we call involuntary.
Toilet paper money.
Involuntary.
Annual survey.
Turn it off.
Survey by the Conference Board says we don't like the balance between work and life. That's why we're so unsatisfied. We're putting in more hours. It shows that most of us think we're stuck in our jobs with no real chance for advancement.
Oh, hello.
And yes. And the vast majority of us are discouraged by the lack of bonuses and incentives for a job well done.
Let me just say, how you doing, John? How you doing, Rob?
Very well, thank you.
And, of course,
hi, Joe.
Say hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How are you doing, Joe?
There he is. And if your job doesn't raise your blood pressure, the over-the-counter pills you take for sore muscles and headaches will. New research shows that aspirin and the ingredients in Tylenol and Advil can raise blood pressure in men.
Crap.
If you take it, say, 4 to 7 days a week.
Remember, you can't spell aspirin without ass.
That's right.
I know it's spelled incorrectly, but that's how I like to spell
it. That's also BS. Really? You don't believe that?
I totally don't believe it. I'm living proof that it's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're living for now.
No, but it's not true. I mean, I have the blood pressure of a teenager.
But do you
It's one of the few things my fat ass has that are really, really great.
But
my blood pressure is, and I take a regular one,
mm-hmm.
7 days a week.
Well, now you take a little aspirin, right?
Yeah, an aspirin.
Prescribed by your doctor. That's like a baby aspirin. It's a
no.
small dose.
I take a full aspirin,
according as instructed by your doctor.
Yes. I'm countering you as you're trying to scare people.
Most adults who are prescribed aspirin for heart, to protect their heart,
yeah.
Are prescribed smaller doses, baby aspirin.
Yeah, but
usually.
I do. I've taken it for years.
Right. I have no dog in this fight, but I've seen the ads where they say bear aspirin.
Right.
My doctor told me to take it every day.
True.
It's not St. Joseph
but
children's
aspirin. Even so, you're taking seven a week, and in most people's cases, it's a baby-sized aspirin, not the regular full dose.
I take 10 Excedrin every morning.
So they're saying, how can they say that aspirin is raising blood pressure? Aspirin, Tylenol, and Advil, NSAIDs, they all contain ingredients that raise blood pressure in both men and women. They've done similar studies with women.
All right. I mean, that's a blood thinner.
But,
I don't understand it.
Right, I know, but it somehow increases the pressure if you take these drugs 4 to 7 times a week.
High.
Really?
Yes.
High as balls.
Yes, but what does that
high as balls.
What does that have to do with anything?
High as balls.
There's already been a study.
You're just high as balls.
With so many Americans having high blood pressure, scientists simply say that cutting back on these over-the-counter pain relievers might be a good first step in reversing that trend.
Really?
That's what they're
saying today. But they've been saying for 20 years...
Uh-huh.
The opposite is true.
About aspirin if you take it in very small doses as prescribed by your doctor.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right.
The ads say take one a day to keep heart attacks away, keep your heart healthy.
It also says if your doctor recommends it.
And you're supposed to take it after a heart attack.
And usually it's a baby aspirin.
But it's a regular
usually
aspirin.
In your case, maybe.
As far as heart attacks, what they were just saying, that is a regular aspirin. That is not a baby aspirin.
After a heart attack, yes. After a heart attack, what are you worried about?
I'm also saying, they just came out with garlic as being absolutely having nothing to do with heart health. They came out with that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, what is great today is bad tomorrow. What's bad today is great tomorrow. You never know. They change too often. And I think really that you got to look sometimes really when you have personal experience,
uh-huh.
you have to look at your own, your own facts
right.
and deal with that. And I really think that I'd take a very hard look at this study because there are lots
fair.
Of studies that say lots of different things. Many of them
you're
conflicting.
Right. You're right about the contradictions. There are
and
a lot
pep talks.
Very good.
You don't have a dog in this fight.
No, use them as suppositories.
Donna recommends taking aspirin a certain way. And really, with the size of it, I don't see any problem with
it. Only a baby aspirin, though.
That's right.
I'm very delicate back there.
Yeah, and it'll smell orangey.
The guy who played Bart...
already does.
You're very lucky that way.
Looks orangey.
The guy who plays Borat...
Don't smell orangey.
The guy who plays Borat's being sued again. That's their story when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Our website got a facelift.
Yeah.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Check out all the viral videos.
That's a good section of the website.
Sure is.
Message board is up and running. As I mentioned earlier, I want to thank everybody who went. I signed on Xbox Live today. Had about 15 people send me messages in the inbox.
We're
playing some Xbox Live with them tomorrow on the show. You know the guy Perez Hilton?
Yes.
With the famous website with all the pictures of the chicks and everything.
Oh, that's my favorite website.
Right, we'll have Perez Hilton on the show tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Wonderful. And on Thursday, George Michael, before he does his final TV sportscast.
Good old George.
Yeah. We said that about him. Everybody said that like he was a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, good old
good
George.
Good old George.
He's off to the rodeo.
George Michael.
Yeah.
A now tribute to George.
Here is Buzz.
Oh, before I forget, the stock market closed more than 400 points down today. I think it closed down 415, and I would explain it if I understood it. The guy who played Borat is getting sued again, this time by a childhood acquaintance who says he libeled her. Doing his Ali G character on HBO, Sacha Baron Cohen referred to her, among other things, as a minger. Webster says a minger is an unattractive person who smells like human excrement. That's what Webster says a minger is. M-I-N-G-E-R. You learned something today.
Who was the little boy that was Webster?
Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Funny? He's a day older than me.
Exactly. Emmanuel Lewis is?
And he's in better health.
Yes.
But you're taller. In an interview with Gore Vidal, Cohen also said, and I quote, "Me used to go out with this bitch called Hedy Kundal. Once me got her pregnant, me said, all right, laters, that's it." HBO has since edited her name out of the reruns, but she's filed suit in Los Angeles against the man she says she met on a trip to Israel with a Jewish youth group 20 years ago. Last year it was spinach, this year it's peanut butter. You need to know that in the last few years your food hasn't been getting inspected the way it used to be. Government inspections of food and the places that handle it have dropped by as much as 75%. The FDA, already shorthanded for food inspectors, has cut that part of its workforce by 12%. The FDA boosted that workforce after 9/11 in case terrorists tried to poison our food supply. That priority's faded.
Hey, good afternoon. I just wanted to jump in and say, hope you're having a good Tuesday. My name's Sal.
Manila.
My child arrived just the other day.
What are you doing with old Peter Pan?
The number one Italian disc jockey in the country.
Yes. Sal Manila.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm. The FDA boosted its workforce after 9/11 in case terrorists tried to poison our food supply, but that's kind of faded. We now have fewer inspectors than we had before 9/11, and we're importing more food than ever. Fruits and vegetables rely on bees.
Way to go, E. E. coli.
Fruits and vegetables rely on bees to help them be fruitful and multiply, but...
Bees! They're tearing my flesh off! Bees! Bees!
I could answer the box and market guaranteed.
Our bees are disappearing.
Hold on. Another great Tommy Boy moment.
Yeah.
When David Spade stands in front of the fan, uh-huh. and it looks like he's got the two
ball. And they play it so well because for the rest of the scene, his hair is not quite right.
And he's got the baseball cap on.
That's right before they go up and they meet Dan Aykroyd, right?
That's right.
Where they take the flares and he pretends he's got... Oh, I'm an idiot for knowing that movie. That
no, you're not. No, you're
good
not.
Movie. It's a fun
you're
movie.
Great for knowing that movie.
Tommy Boy.
Bees have vanished before in parts of the country, but never the whole country, as now seems to be the case.
Who needs them?
And experts don't know what we do, and I'll explain why.
That's my D and bees.
They intend to find out why.
What do you think about that, huh?
My bees are disappearing.
Why the bees are disappearing.
So cold.
Yes. Okay, that's when it happens. A California beekeeper.
My big killer bees. My big brown, excuse me.
Your chocolate
black,
bees?
My big black and yellow bees.
Stripe. Striped.
Like the mulatto babies. Stripe.
Striped.
In Rob's world. A California beekeeper says he opened his boxes and found that half of his bees had vanished. There goes half his almond crop and the avocados growing down the road.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Did you say beekeeper?
I did. Not a zookeeper.
Zookeeper!
Bees, beekeeper.
Beekeeper.
Yeah, not zookeeper, beekeeper.
Be a 94 winner right now on B94.
B94.
3 days to the weekend.
Woo!
Here's a Q-tip
from your friends at Q102.
Right on cue. Beekeepers say every third bite you take is thanks to the bees. The bee population's down by an estimated 25%. The number of beekeepers is down by 50%.
Hey, man.
Bee Arthur.
Al Gore might have some splaining to do after winning an Oscar for his global warming movie. It's being reported that Gore's mansion in Nashville uses more electricity in a month than you use in a year. Now, that's an inconvenient truth.
Well, that is because they have to fan out a...
It's true.
Tipper's anal vapor.
Not just hers, but...
It is awful in here, Tipper. Turn the fans to high. I told you that. Turn the fans to high.
A study by the Tennessee Center for Policy Research shows that Gore's mansion has actually increased its electricity use by 2,000 kilowatt hours a month since the release of the movie.
Mr. Burbank, I will tell you that my mansion is the number one producer of methane in Tennessee.
I think we've established that.
Gore is just a couple of notches down from...
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
You just, if he was in the right part of Tennessee...
Michael Waltrip.
He would probably talk like,
well, I just thought that we're just real excited about it. I was ashamed to wear my own hat. That's when he got caught for cheating.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
But Gore would say, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Right. That's really perfect.
Now, I'll follow NASCAR.
Now I'm laughing. If Al Gore is doing the commentary for NASCAR, talking about like the 12 car, the 24 car.
I noticed that when he was coming into turn four, he got loose. He got loose in the car.
Got away from him.
That's right. I tell you, he's going to need two or four tires. I'm not quite sure.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
Michael Waltrip.
In his movie, Al Gore calls on you to use less power in your home, so you can see how this will be a little embarrassing for him.
Due to my enhanced weight, it is necessary for me to use more power getting up off of the toilet now.
Gore's mansion uses 20 times more kilowatt hours than the national average, and he pays over $1,000 a month for it. Total cost for gas and electricity at the Gore mansion per year, nearly $30,000.
But it's important to point out that when I make my burgers,
use the new George Foreman griddle. And they taste great with much less fat.
Yes, it's energy saving.
Then I put cheese on them. Foolish me. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Oh, by the way, the Taliban tried to kill Dick Cheney yesterday while he was in Afghanistan.
I didn't laugh.
Suicide bomber charged the entrance of our main military base there. At least 14 people were killed, 27 wounded. Cheney, safely inside the base, was not injured.
There's no way he can be destroyed.
He is indestructible. Absolutely.
After his visit to the base in Bagram, Cheney had only one comment for reporters. Breakfast was excellent.
Breakfast.
Tough
and
guy.
As far as the clothes that he wears,
mm-hmm.
Now I know that, you know, neither one of these guys, listen, first off, nobody wears a suit like Bubba, okay?
Right.
So let's take it out of the equation.
Fair enough.
Bush can wear a suit. It looks like a nice guy wearing a suit.
He does kind of his dad's thing, right? The old Brooks Brothers kind of standard.
Yes. Now, I see Cheney getting off the plane in Afghanistan today. And seriously, it looks like me and Mike getting off a plane in Reno. He's got on a pair of Docker khakis.
Right.
He has a real bad, like, cashmere jacket that, God forbid, you shouldn't button that button. I've been there before. Don't button the button.
Are the pants too long, too? Are the pants a little bit too long and baggy?
The pants are too long, and he's got the Chris Berman neck.
Yeah.
Like, where he's got...
Too tight, Colin.
But the main thing is the pants. I'm looking at the pants going, dude, what are they like? 4230 Dockers right off the rack?
Do you remember he got us in trouble on the international scene like a year and a half ago when he did something in Poland? It was a funeral.
Mm-hmm. He did not wear a business suit.
He wore like a
military parka.
Yeah.
And everybody else at this funeral was wearing like the standard stuff. You know,
coats.
But it's the fat guy thing, more comfortable.
Yeah, he looks like a stain.
And the jacket that he wore was do you remember those jackets we got when the movie Independence Day came out?
Yes.
And they gave us this cool bomber jacket that Will Smith wore?
Yeah, he loves to wear. I think he's even worse than W as far as wanting to wear the stuff, the military stuff.
W likes wearing like the jogging suits that have the presidential logo, but Cheney likes wearing the stuff that says like
olive green, that olive green stuff with the fur hood.
I could kill you.
Breakfast was great. Tough guy.
Look at my khakis. Oh. How could they kill me? I'm wearing Dockers.
Forget Anna Nicole or James Brown. Who's buried in Jesus' tomb? That's our story when we return.
Ooh. Jesus.
Jesus, who's there?
Jesus Christ. God, you know, this is getting a lot of play in the news.
And it's your favorite director, too.
James Cameron.
Yeah, I know how much you love him.
Oh, I hate that tool.
King of the world.
I wish he would just stick to Aquaman.
Yeah.
And I know that's made up, right? Is that made up or not from Entourage?
They are going to make a movie called Aquaman after there was a fictional movie on the show Entourage.
Wow,
I didn't know that.
I find it rather amazing when I'm watching the real news as opposed to this, the fake news.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm watching the real news, and if you stop and think about it, maybe this is the greatest discovery of all time.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's really Jesus' DNA.
Who knows?
And Mary's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? All I know is that here's how the stories fall out on the news.
Okay.
Britney Spears has hit her car with an umbrella.
Right.
Anna Nicole Smith is still dead.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we got a lot of snow. JetBlue had a bunch of people that were stranded again.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, yeah, we think maybe we found a box that Jesus was buried in.
Mm-hmm. Which will turn Christianity as we know it on its ear completely.
Really, go figure.
It's priorities in life, it really is.
Well, Buzz will have the news on this, correct?
I will. Will you have the answer, though? Does anyone have the answer?
Well, he doesn't believe in God to begin with.
Of course.
To begin with.
He's a sinner.
See you, Buzz.
Sinner.
Do you believe in God?
I'm not so sure.
That's an agnostic.
Do you really, or are you just goofing?
No, I'm serious. I think I believed at one time. I don't think I do so much now.
When did you stop believing in God? When we got hired at WJFK?
No, that's when I believed briefly.
Briefly.
You know what I believe in?
What?
Miracles. Do you believe in miracles?
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Pause.
Where's that Laura song?
Pause!
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Irreplaceable. Don and Mike.
Right. I bet the irreplaceable part.
And once again, here is our friend,
Fred the Atheist. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. So who is buried in Jesus' tomb? Titanic director James Cameron's making a movie about what he thinks is that tomb.
I'm the king of the world!
Cameron believes the bones of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and Jesus' wife and son were hidden for... Wait, what? What? Yes, more and more people believe Jesus made an honest woman out of Mary Magdalene, also known as Mary Ann.
But underneath that felt are possibly the coffins, the bone boxes of Jesus of Nazareth and Mary Magdalene.
There you go.
Some people believe the couple even had a kid named Judah. The tombs were found beneath a Jerusalem suburb that was being flattened by bulldozers 27 years ago.
Judah! Dinner!
Critics say there were lots of Jesuses in biblical times.
Dad, I'm still playing.
Judah!
Yeah?
Don't make me call your grandpa!
Oh. Not Grandpa Joe.
I don't think that's the grandpa I had in mind.
I'm thinking Grandpa God.
God. Big one.
Grandpa Joe.
Joseph.
How are you doing, Joe?
See, I was going, Jesus, son of Joseph.
Yeah. I keep forgetting there was a Joe in the Bible.
There's a Joe's there.
That's right.
Mary and Joe.
Joe.
Critics say the names Mary, Joseph, and Judah were just as common as the name James or Cameron are today. And speaking of family ties...
Cameron.
James Cameron, the director.
Oh. I was speaking of Cameron Gray, our former program director.
Hello.
I was thinking of the first name.
Good for you.
Hi, Cam.
Hello, Cameron.
How are you?
Good to see you. Good luck at the poker table.
Miss you, Cam.
We do. Speaking of family ties...
Oh, hey, you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
You know who the new program director is?
Here?
Yeah.
We got a new one?
Is that official?
It's interim, yeah.
Interim program director, just for now.
It's CK.
Sometimes you got to go all the way with it.
What are the junkies going to do?
Wow. Al Sharpton wants a DNA test to either prove or disprove a woman's claim that the civil rights advocate is related to one of the most prominent anti-civil rights lawmakers the South has ever known.
This is huge. This is amazing.
One of Strom Thurmond's relatives says Sharpton shared a great-great-grandfather with the senator from South Carolina. Thurmond's family apparently owned slaves who were ancestors of the Reverend Al. The evidence even has Al Sharpton wondering. That's why he wants DNA testing. Quoting Al, I can't find out anything more shocking than what I've already learned. The late Senator,
I'm not going to tell you again. You're a pasty white kid. Start acting like one.
Right. The late Senator, by the way, only believed in public segregation. He fathered a biracial child in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Striped.
The FCC has just issued its biggest fine ever to Univision.
A buzz on a very serious note.
Uh-huh.
I never thought I would say this about the FCC.
Yeah.
It's about time. There has been a double standard beyond the double standard that we've been living with.
Okay.
Do you know that Spanish language broadcasts in our major metropolitan areas, New York, L.A., Chicago, Miami, with a big Hispanic population, they kick ass. They're number one in overall ratings. And I know from a lot of guys that work on radio that the guys that do the morning shows, they say worse stuff than we ever could, and because at the FCC they don't speak English.
Right.
They let
us slide?
Right, because the people are on
I never knew this.
Because the people on the Spanish-speaking stations know that the FCC is not monitoring them because they're not speaking English. They have gotten away with, much more stuff than the stuff they're being nailed for now.
Wow. $24 million they're being told to pay dwarfs the fines Viacom ever paid.
$24 million?
That's
a lot of pesos, Buzz. Right.
They're trying to send a message.
How you doing, Albuquerque?
Trying to send a message to all broadcasters. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but the FCC also plans to enforce this rule for all of the stations in a high-def bundle. In other words, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3. They all have to have children's programming now. And finally...
What do you mean, like the weather channel for
They'll have to have weather for kids or something, because there has to be a certain number of hours each day on each of those stations For kids.
You mean like if you go to digital cable or, mm-hmm. or DirecTV,
mm-hmm.
and you go to 4-1 where you get the NBC station,
right.
and it's a weather radar,
right.
there's going to be a certain amount of time during the day they have to show cartoons?
Our future is in making children's programming. And Flintstones don't count. It's got to be something more than that.
On 7-2, Doug Hill is now doing weather with a clown nose.
I knew he could. Finally, a Saginaw man has been ordered to stand trial because Michigan law clearly states that humans are not to have sex with animals, even if the animal is dead.
Oh.
How are you doing, Joe?
45-year-old Ronald Kutch is accused of doing a dead dog.
Oh, God.
Near a daycare center.
Yeah. You fool! You complete utter ass. I could slap your face raw.
During the day.
Mom, I Joe. I could die.
It'll be interesting to see how the other prisoners feel about Ron. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it. We got
to
go.
Well, that's an interesting one to end the day on and leave up my mind for dinner.
See you tomorrow, everybody, with a new episode. Check out our website, Don and Mike website. Don, good day to you, sir.
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 And
I'm high as balls.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.